want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no Bob in
Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double the hockey stick just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Harry in the Bronx. Harry, good morning. You're on WABC.
Good morning, Jack Diamond. I don't think I've heard you since last Christmas time. I don't think I was home.
A few times over the summer and in the fall, but I appreciate you listening and calling today, Harry.
Absolutely. I just want to say that as an EMS worker, as far as taking a smallpox vaccine is concerned, the consensus is that we wouldn't want to take one unless there was reason to, for example, an outbreak or an attack somewhere else in the country that would give us reason to. I would sooner eat a big BM on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Harry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Well, you have your choice, Harry. You could do that or you could get the vaccine. Hi, this is Mix 107.3's Jack Dive. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays, the sounds of Christmas, a gift from our family to yours. Washington's Mix 107.3.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Now, Rob, I know today is your friend's birthday.
It is. It is.
Happy birthday to Tripp.
Happy birthday, Tripp.
Yeah. I'm happy to be his godfather, but truth be told,
yes,
we're all here today, all of his godfathers.
Here they are.
That is not pleasant.
You know, I said, what can I do? He said, you're one of my top 15 guys.
That's very sad.
I said, thanks.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spieler!
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Neither one of them have been hit by a car in over 52 weeks.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And all the ships at sea, promoting mandatory sterilization, it's Don Geronimo and Mike!
Whoa!
America!
Thank you, Rob.
And hello, it's an anniversary for you?
Yes, Mike. 1 year ago today.
Wow.
Hit by the car.
Wow.
Listen, it's Tuesday, and it's September 30th.
Right.
And you can call us from anywhere in America.
on the Westwood One Radio Network. 877-365-3636. We don't give out the number a lot, as I said yesterday, because really we don't want you to call.
Right.
But if you do want to, that's the number if you're calling from Canada.
Yeah, you can.
800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067. And here he is now from Canada. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Paul.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash your ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Okay, here's the show.
Here we are. La la la.
Here's the show.
Yeah.
First order of business ahead of everything else today.
Yeah. Yes.
I understand that TV's Leah Remedy is called.
Oh.
I win.
Oh, that's right. You said she. Yeah, you won the bet.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe she's not happy, though.
Hello.
Charles Broyhill. Here he is right here, everybody. Charles, could you tell us? Now, I know that Leah called Lisa.
Correct.
But did you find out from Lisa exactly what Leah said?
They talked a little bit about the fact that you reviewed her show on VH1 yesterday.
And a great review. I stand by that review.
So it got back to her?
Yes, it did. It got back to her. She has a friend in Las Vegas who saw it and let her know what happened. So
you mean who heard it?
Excuse me?
You mean she has a friend in Las Vegas who heard our show?
Correct.
You said saw it.
And must have taken what we said horribly, terribly out of context.
Yes,
must
I
have
think
just
so.
Disfigured what
we said. You know what secondhand information is like?
Yeah. Secondhand is always the worst.
It's
but
the
they
worst.
Said she didn't sound that upset.
Huh.
Nah. Well, we'll see. All right, if she calls, she calls.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Charles. Right, bye-bye. So she's been invited to call today?
I'm not sure.
We didn't get
that
information. I'm curious as to
I don't know
whether the invite was sent out, because if it was, it would be very helpful.
Have to specifically ask.
I would believe.
Well, it was probably left unresolved.
Well, the man you were talking to said a friend in Las Vegas saw it.
Hello.
Hey, Mike had a question.
Was an invite extended to Ms. Remini to call the program today?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Okay, thanks.
Touche.
All right, see ya, touche.
Now we know.
And touche. So she called. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I stand by what I said.
Stand by your review?
I stand by it. And yes, it was 1 year ago today that I was hit by a car driven by a man who has now lost his driver's license.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry to tell you. I'm happy to tell you. Yeah, he lost his license.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because of that incident.
What?
You're not sorry to say that.
No, I'm not.
There's glee in your eyes.
I'm not sorry at all.
You're walking better now.
Yeah. Thank God he hit me with the car. You know,
thank God you were there to stop the car, because imagine the damage that would have been done.
Thank God he hit me, because it really got me on this exercise kick, and here I am,
look at
from
you.
A size 44 to a size 36. And look at me, I'm still a big fat load, but still I've managed to turn it around because of that old man. And yes, I'm
36 jeans. Wow.
I am.
Look at that ass.
I am.
I am.
I am seriously glad to report that he's no longer driving.
Wow.
You followed the progress of his DMV record? Is that what you've done?
Well, I was able, when I went to get my driver's license a couple of weeks ago. Remember that fantastic trip I told you about to the DMV?
Yes.
One of the times when I was waiting, I just happened to check.
Ah.
And because I happen to know that...
Matter of public record.
That he had he had to go get the test or something, and his son was saying, maybe it's time that Dad not drive anymore.
Well, really, what he did to you...
After he ran into me, and I don't mean I was in my car. I mean,
no.
I was walking...
Out of a drugstore.
From the CVS to my car when the old man barreled up and hit me.
Bam. And really, that's the kind of thing where if it really goes bad, you hear about those, people that run into bus stops and stuff.
But that was, that was a year ago. But more importantly, a year ago, Kerry Spiewak squeezed out Robert Wadham Spiewak III.
Trip Spiewak.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So congratulations to Rob.
Happy birthday.
Hey, how great this will be for me tonight, because I'm going to Trip's party, of course.
Of course.
And my wife can't go.
So it's just going to be you two together.
You mean me and Rob?
I mean, it'll be you guys, talking about people at the party. Right?
Yeah,
just being off to the side.
Talking about the other kids.
I think so.
There may be a third, because Brad's going to be there.
Ah, oh, Brad.
And not that...
Funny man.
Oh, yes.
Not that I don't want my wife to go with this thing to this thing with me.
Did you get a haircut for the party?
I needed a haircut anyway, but yeah, I needed
it
today for the party.
Can I see the top? I'm sorry now.
Did we see
Rob just walked right
wow.
He's a smart guy.
Wow. Yeah, you're there going bald, man.
Yep. That's as tight as I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Well, this was completed an hour and a half ago.
Looks good.
Oh, right. So it'll really grow in between now and...
That's right.
What time is the party? 8 o'clock at night?
I'll be shaggy by then.
Some of it'll grow back.
I got my lollipop.
But maybe, you know, my wife's...
Deli.
My wife has class.
Hey.
Yes, she does.
Trying to announce hey, call me when you have no class.
She has class. So she's not going to be able to attend...
Art class?
Mike, I can't say. I can't say what type of class she's taking.
Oh, all right.
Perhaps something in the Kama Sutra
region.
Really?
Something to aid her in the bedroom?
No.
Okay.
It's something like that. It's art or design. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just going back and rewriting the manual. You know, right. How to get the man.
Mm-hmm. Tell the truth. She's learning to make me a toupee.
So all this means for me is, besides the fact that I get to see Robert and get to be with Rob, and that's nice, and with his family, that I got one now that I can put in my back pocket.
Oh, yeah.
The next time that, you know, and remember, it's like you're constantly playing poker.
Sure.
With your wife. You're constantly playing poker. Why not get a couple of chips on your side?
Sure.
Right. So I'm thinking now, go to the Bad Bill Murray movie. Go to the smelly French restaurant.
You've invested.
That's right. Don't say anything to her when she reads the French magazine at a National Football League game. Don't say, and then, you know, just, I guarantee it's going to come up at some time. I'm going to need it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull it out. And I'm really going to hold on to the invitation itself.
That's cute. That's
Mike, before you tell us about your night, we have a bunch of calls on the screen saying the same thing.
Okay.
And I just want to see if it's true.
All right.
And then we can move on. These are all calls calling from Baltimore.
Okay.
On Live 105. Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, that's definitely true. Bill and Thrill from Baltimore had Dave Modell on the air today, and they were talking about you guys for a little while, and Dave said that he wanted you guys to come down and watch a game on the field.
Now, that
Dave Modell of the Ravens?
Yeah. Hmm.
That would be the owner of the guy.
Wow.
The son of the owner guy.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well,
that rocks.
Well, he should call us, though.
Yeah. Actually, he said he's going to jump in the car and listen to you guys on the way home, and then he might give you guys a call or whatever, but
sorry, what are you auditioning today for him?
Dave and Thrill are the
the midday guys.
The midday guys who
Live 105.
You've heard them and you like their show, right?
I endorse them.
All right, good.
Excellent.
I endorse
them. Thanks
it.
To those guys. I think those guys do a good job. I understand they do a good job of promoting our show. That's terrific.
Well, they have a nice show too.
I like their show.
Yeah, they do.
But
that's where we rock when we get one of those nice little midday shows.
But this.
There's O'Reilly.
This guy from the football team, though, I mean, he's just, it's nice that he called their show, but he should call us.
Actually, he was in the studio for the whole show.
He should just call us right now.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure he's not driving himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if he's even got it on.
He's a phone in the car.
He's in the back of one of those big helmet mobiles.
Sure.
That they drive onto the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the one that they put in the corner of the end zone.
Right.
Yeah.
Big helmet car.
Not very
out of 695.
That's what I drive if my dad owned a football team.
Sure.
Yeah.
You bet your ass I drive this. See, here's another call now. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, they were. I was going to say the same thing. And, you know, Bill and Thrill were telling them what wonderful guys you were. Unfortunately, they didn't tell him that Mike's a drunk, and he'd probably get loaded on the field and run across it naked.
Completely uncalled
hey,
for.
Now, you must have some first-hand knowledge of Mike.
He must have a little ESP about today.
You must have some first-hand knowledge about Mike's evening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the good part and bad part about this, that I know the story, but I've been sworn to secrecy on...
Well, certain elements. They're not germane to what happened to me.
Oh, but they're juicy.
Yeah.
They're juicy.
Oh, man.
I mean... You know, Mike is a single, successful guy,
mm-hmm.
and lives the life. Let me just say.
Well, I was, yes.
He then he walks the walk.
It was festive. It was festive last night.
Wow.
And,
never seen a baseball player, you know, that thing where he points,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. right field, and then out of the park.
Now, just out of curiosity,
don't give me this. What
are you saying?
For the casual listener, can you rate the festiveness from 1 to 10?
Last night,
yes. 10 being
no, because really that was not. That was not at play last night. I mean, I've had many festive evenings, but
it wasn't a drunk.
It would have been a 2.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, the amount of festiveness. It just wasn't.
But there was obviously stuff surrounding it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a moment.
Oh, Lord.
There was.
Lord, there was a moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
There was a huge moment.
Gotcha. Yeah, I
actually one in a series of huge moments.
Really? Yeah. Well, no, the culminating moment. Well, are you ready for this? I'll explain it. It requires a little background. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Here's the deal. This happened at friends of mine at their house. Right. Three girls lived together in this house, and
sexy.
My friends Kelly, Amy, and Brandy all live in this house.
Hold on, you swear me to secrecy, and already you're letting go with that. You're there with three sexy stews.
No, they're friends of mine, and I've been to this house before. And there's another guy there, and we had all gone out to
a house of ill repute.
No, it's not a house of ill repute. Stop. Can I tell my story, please? I was out there, and I've been there before.
So you're just friends with these girls?
Yes, just friends with these girls.
Right.
That's right.
I have friends. I am friends with these girls. So let me tell you what happens. We get back to their house after we've had a little evening, and we're just hanging out. And the last time I had been at this house, it was during the day, and I went to use the facilities. And I used the facilities, and because three girls
house. It's hot 3-on-2 action.
I wish.
Because it's three girls and you and your buddy?
I wish there was 3-on-2 action, but there wasn't. So is that Modell calling in now? Or?
It might be Modell, or it might be Remini. Mm-hmm. Rob, would you pick it up, please?
I will.
Here we go.
Let's see who it is.
Hello?
Screener or call?
Hi, who's calling? Ah, please hold, sir. Dave Modell.
Excellent.
Dave Modell.
Very cool.
I'll get back to my bathroom story in a moment.
Wait.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Well, now is this
Dave Modell? Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Hi, Dave.
Are we sure this is the guy?
You have my single fan there.
Yeah, we all were applauding, Dave.
It was two of us.
This is indeed the Dave Modell.
Yes, this is the. I suspect there's not very many of us.
Very good. Well, we've heard some.
How you guys doing?
We've heard some wonderful things, Mr. Modell.
We're doing great.
That's very kind of you to say, as I've heard wonderful things about you guys.
This is strange, isn't it?
So your dad owns the Ravens.
Correct. And I'm the president of the team.
Cool.
And you were on the Midday Show on our affiliate in Baltimore.
Live 105.
That's Scott Lunch with Bill and Thrill, correct?
Right. Bill and Thrill, and you had a good time with them.
That's right.
Right, well, we've been doing this every Tuesday for a couple of hours during football season, and it's been terrific.
That's wonderful, but really, sir, enough about them. enough about all of this. I understand you.
Shall we just talk about you guys?
So I understand that you had a request of us that, or perhaps you wanted to invite us somewhere.
Oh yeah, we'd love to have you to a Ravens game.
When?
when? He says when.
Yeah. What we need to do is we need to obviously because I understand from Bill and Steve that you guys are season ticket holders with the Skins, so we need to figure out when the schedules when they're on the road. We're at home.
Well, are you at home? Are you at home this week?
No. Well, I'll be at my home. We have the bye this week.
Ah, you have the bye this week.
And then we go to Arizona the following week, and Cincinnati the following week, and then we're home, I think, for Denver on the 26th of October.
That should be the game that we go to.
26th of October sounds like a winner.
Is that right? How about that, apples?
For us, that works because...
That does work because
that's about a month away.
Yeah, and it's perfect.
To where we say, yeah. Hold on. Hi, Charlie.
You can't go then.
Oh, is that parents' weekend?
Right.
I can't do a parents' weekend at my kid's school. Thanks for remembering, though, Charles.
That's parents' weekend?
Maybe the next home game after that.
Parents'
bring
weekend.
Bring your kids. They'll have more fun there.
Oh, wow.
Well, I can't do it. See, I'm going down to the college to see my kid.
Oh, you're going
yesterday? You have kids in college?
Yes, yeah, I do, yes, Don.
Oh, great. And where are your kids in school?
He's in Clemson University.
Clemson, very good. Cool.
Well, you know what we'll do, I guess, is we'll off air, we'll coordinate a date that's mutually acceptable.
He transferred there from Towson State. he was at Salisbury State before that. So it's been a hard climb for him. Well, we'd be glad. Will you give us any kind of special big shot treatment?
We'll give you special big shot treatment, but obviously you weren't listening to us today, but apparently I had given Big Shot treatment to Bill and Steve, and they almost got kicked off the field. So, you know, we had to, you know, bring out the gendarme to get them straightened out. But
oh, but that's great. I like the fact that we'd have,
good.
We have our own personal security guards.
Will you need one?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Modell. I think it would be fine. But we just heard that it'd be down on the field, and that would be an absolute blast.
Do we have to treat you like Snyder? Or are you a regular guy?
Well, I'll let you guys be the judge of that.
Hey, listen, as long as you're on the phone, here you are. You're an executive with the National Football League team.
Yes, sir.
Really, really strong game. You just got killed with that return on Sunday. But a strong, strong game. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. You got your season ticket holders for the Ravens. Let's say someone goes to the stadium, and they park their car, and when they leave their car, they're parked legally, and then somehow someone at the stadium takes their car with a tow truck and drags it and scuffs it up and makes big giant marks on the front end and flattens the tire. How would the Ravens handle that?
I suppose we're talking about, so the car is parked legally?
Yes. Yes, the car is parked legally.
Well, why is the car getting towed that's parked legally?
Because it was later found out because the team had a jersey wall up, one of those temporary walls, when I arrived at the stadium. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's me.
Ah, yes.
When I arrived at the stadium, they had a jersey wall that was over one of the parking spots, so I pulled into the last spot and thought I was fine. What they did during the game was, They figured out that if they moved the jersey wall, I guess they could get an additional parking spot. So they moved the jersey wall, then towed my car out of the place that it was in into another place. And
really not towed it as much as dragged it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm a season ticket holder.
And he's been very, very upset, Mr. Modell.
What would the Ravens do in that situation? I'm imagining the Ravens would probably reach out and say, you know who you are? You're the guy who supports this team. You're the sap that pays our inflated prices. You know what, Will? Will the Leafs at least go halvesies with you? Or would the Ravens be the type of organization,
let me ask you something,
that would just not return phone calls?
I'm calling you Mr. Modell, but now I'll call you Dave. Dave, you having second
thoughts? Good, right? David is my name.
Dave, are you having second thoughts now about inviting us up there?
Oh, no, not in the least way, because we're not going to tow your car.
If that was brought to your attention, if it was just some big mouth disc jockey who was just, you know, just full of PNV and just looking for, you know, just, wouldn't you just at least have one of your minions call him back to say either, you know, shut up, jerk face, or we'll meet you halfway, or, you know, we should talk about this. I mean, my car is damaged.
Right. Well,
I'm not kidding.
I would tell you this, that if something happened, first off, you know, the fans can reach me just by dialing my number. So they do reach me with regularity with various and sundry issues. Hopefully, we can get those rectified.
I have a call into Daniel Snyder. I made that call in 19. No, I take it. I take it back. It's not a 2000. In year 2000,
three years ago.
No. I placed the call.
Amazingly, I like to. Most of the time, I try to answer my own phone. So sometimes I surprise our fans when they're calling if they have some issue, and there I am on the phone, and they're like, "Is this really you?"
That's great.
If we had an issue, you know, we for some reason had to move a car, and there was an issue with the car, I assume that we would rectify that. We would be decent and rectify the situation. But now, I'm just saying that that's our policy, and I'm sure that the Redskins, so I'm not being, I want to be very careful. I'm not.
You're endorsing what?
Don't
I'm
sweat
saying,
it, though. Dave.
Yeah, you're, I'm not. You know, saying anything bad about Ann or any of that.
Don't worry.
You know, they've been good to us.
Don't worry. Oh, and they've been so great to me. They've been so great.
You have no bitterness.
I have none. Dave,
yeah.
It's going to be sometime in November then, and all we ask is for a very special place to sit on the sidelines.
That would be very exciting.
And if you could get us hats. Special hats, like Dr. Seuss hats.
Yeah, special
hats. I'll only give you hats if you'll wear the hats.
We will wear the hats.
In Washington. Wearing them in Baltimore is the layup. You need to go for the tough shot, the three-pointer.
I will wear the hat in Washington if you make it some sort of jester hat.
No problem. Yeah, and I want a cat in the hat hat.
A cat in the hat style hat for Don and a jester hat for me.
Oh, and
you need to be very careful with me because when you ask me for these things, and I'll turn them up.
As long as you're on the line. Let me just see how...
I'm very careful. I don't screw around. You know, I'll provide the jester hat.
He likes the jester hat.
Let me ask you.
He likes that a lot. Hey, if you wear the jester hat, I'll wear the jester hat.
I will wear the jester hat.
The cat in the hat has totally been forgotten.
Yes, no. He likes the jester
hat. The cat in the hat. Actually, we have a great fan who wears the cat in the hat, Ravens hat to the game.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm one of those too now.
There you go. You got your cat in the hat.
Done.
Do let me ask you about...
It'll be easy to spot in Baltimore.
About your stadium.
Yeah.
And again, I'm taking a tip from a clue from my stadium, the one that I go to, which is,
yes,
you know, the one by where I live, the Redskins. Do you have every possible inch inside the stadium sold to some sponsors? And do you make sure that those images change every 10 seconds? And when they go to a TV timeout, do you, because you want to give your fans the ultimate experience, do you run commercials on the Jumbotron with the volume so loud it's impossible to have a football conversation with the person sitting next to you? Do you do that? Do you minimize every possible inch to advertise?
You're asking a very long question.
You're asking a long question, and it's a fascinating position that you're putting me in. I would say this to you. We clearly, stadiums produce revenue that teams need to use to pair of players.
Do you run commercial?
That's good. So let me answer your question. I would say we try to strike a good balance between entertainment and making sure that the fans don't feel, our fans, our guests, don't feel barraged. So you'll come to the ballpark and you'll attend and you'll tell me what you thought of the experience at our place.
Well, Dave, then a very simple question.
We think it's a cool, warm experience. We have a marching band.
So do we.
But
they just don't get on anymore.
Actually, I talked to some of the band members when we were down for the preseason game. They were kind of surprised I actually talked to them. But
hold on, I can't believe. Excuse me, Dave. Joe, our world's oldest screener, is walking.
Could you swallow your food before you talk to the president of the Baltimore Ravens, please.
What, Joe?
I wanted to stop in and say I've been to a good handful of Ravens games, and the Ravens experience blows the Redskins experience.
Well, Joe, maybe you can answer the question. Wow. Do they run TV ads on the Jumbotron?
They do run commercials, but you can sit there and party with your friends and have a conversation.
Well, then you're as bad. Then you're as bad as our guy. you guys shouldn't run commercials at a game. You really shouldn't.
We don't run pure commercials. Like in other words, the commercials that you would see on television. As far as I recall, I don't believe we run any pure commercials. We'll do promos on the scoreboard that we will produce.
All right, Dave, hold on. Then we're making a clear distinction, because when I go to the games at FedEx Field,
mm-hmm,
they run the same commercials you see
on the games.
They run a commercial for antacid, for heartburn stuff.
No, we don't do that.
They okay. All right.
There you go.
And well, not
good.
Definitely.
I think we're going to have a good time in November.
No, we don't do that. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a good experience. But, I thought that when we were down to the preseason game, you know, I thought the experience was okay. But it's, you know,
it's okay.
Different places, and you'll come and enjoy yourself at ours.
Cool. I think that would be fantastic.
Dave, hold on. We'll get a date, and if you'll get us the hats, we'd love to come up there.
Great.
All right, thanks. Hold on. Thanks.
Very nice.
We'll get your tickets on the field, and do you mind hanging out with my boys, Bill and Steve, down on the field?
No, I'd love to meet those guys.
Sure.
That'd be fantastic.
Great. Hold on a second, Dave. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thanks.
Very nice meeting you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
What a nice guy.
What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
Really? I don't want to make this a Redskin bashing segment here. I don't want to. But
I've already done that.
He seems to have a lot of fun. And that's isn't that really what it's all about?
Should be.
Not that our guy doesn't seem to have fun.
No.
It's all about fun.
Okay. We were at the game on Sunday. I think I told Rob this. You know, and Mike, you got to see all the people that sit in my section at the stadium.
Right.
You know, the old guy in front of me with the TV?
Great guy. Very nice guy.
The guy that you tried to bust his balls?
Yeah, and then you said be nice to him, and then he turned out to be a very nice guy. So I still could have done a great job.
this guy, he's early 60s, something like that, wears the headphones and watches the little TV. And at one point, the Redskins had just scored a touchdown, and the place was going crazy. And he stood up, and he went... and I couldn't understand what he was saying, and he went and he just held out the TV, and I looked on the TV, and there was Snyder on TV, you know, Stuart Little on TV, up in his booth, you know, jumping up and down like he had scored the touchdown. And this angered this fellow.
Good.
You know,
and that pleased you.
It did.
There you go.
I said, yeah, why is he on TV? And he went, ah.
It pleased you greatly.
You know, I could have been saying to him, I'm going to chop off your nuts and throw them on the field. And he still would have gone, ah. It was so loud.
He likes his gadgets, that guy. Mm-hmm.
He does.
Yeah.
He's got the radio in one ear, the TV in the other ear.
And a nice guy. I like the way he behaved at the game.
Mm-hmm. But listen, before that that football guy called, we were right in the middle of a very, very hot, exotic tale.
Yeah.
About Mike and the triplets.
No, there's no sex involved in with the triplets. And my friend Box, I have to mention, he was there too. He was the other guy that was there. But the previous time I had been at this house,
Box,
they have a toilet, and I guess women do this. It just seems like you wouldn't have a toilet in your house that's like this, where a man is. They have a toilet with one of those like rugs on top of it. Now I know that's not unusual, but the problem with this toilet is
you mean
that,
on the seat?
On the seat. It's a little, you know, you sell them at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right.
It's nice.
I know.
And it's every time we were over there watching the game, and every single time that I had to go, mm-hmm. I would go into this bathroom, and I would lift the seat, and I would press it, and I would let it go, mm-hmm. and I would start to pee. Can you say that? Is that all right?
You start to go. I know,
start to go number two. Number one.
It would fall down, right?
It would fall down.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Then, so what I got in the habit of was really, if you really shove it up against the tank, you're going to be fine. And so what I'm doing is, as I'm going to the bathroom, this falls. And it happened to me during the game. It happened to me three times. The three times I went to the boys' room, it happened to me three times. And so finally, I'm doing my business with my left hand holding, and I'm holding the seat
up
to the
other. You wet the rug.
It actually flicked me on the way down one of the three times. The other time I got out of the way. But it is absolutely maddening. And there's no... all it's got is a little rug up on it. And so last night, we're over at the house, and they're out in the living room, and I go down into the upstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
It's right off the kitchen.
Yeah.
This isn't sexy at all.
Yeah, it is.
And I go in there. I think it was my second trip in there, too. This is the first time I discovered it was even worse. That this one, there's no possible way that you could get it up there. But I hate the fact of where you're trying to do your business and you have to hold it with your left hand.
So you're holding the pointed seat with your left hand while you're urinating.
The second time I go in there and I begin to do my business and I had it and then it came down and it flicked me again, but it flicked me and it hurt. What I tried to do at that point, I thought that I would just hurl it up there towards, because it angered me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really mad. I don't know, but apparently I didn't know that I probably was using a little bit too much effort. And when I flicked up the seat, I did it really hard.
Yeah.
And the tank of the toilet split in two.
Oh, my.
I told you this was a sexy story.
I'm holding myself with one hand and the ball cock with the other, because as
now you're being shocking.
As soon as the tank literally split in two, of course the flood of water comes all over everything in the bathroom. Right. And
so you broke one of the triplets. You broke the toilet.
I shattered the tank of the toilet, and I'm holding myself and at the same time trying to zip up and trying to hold the ball cock up. Because the ball cock had gone down as soon as all the water spilled out, spilling the jet of water was shooting out into the tank, and I'm trying to figure out where I go. And at this point, I get my pants zipped up, and I'm on my knees, which are now soaking wet because of the flood that's in the bathroom, and I'm trying to find the valve underneath the toilet.
Right.
It was sexy.
Sexy.
It was real sexy. And I also
busted a girl's toilet.
I begin to grab towels to try, and, you know, I hear from outside, you know, what the F was that? Because it was the sound of a, it really sounded to me like the same sound that a car hitting a hydrant would make. Because
wow.
you have the impact and then you have the jet of water going up. And, you know, it was none of the bad water,
yes, right.
You know. But,
sure.
Well, because the bowl.
Keep telling yourself
wait,
that.
Wait, no, wait. The bowl with all the, there was, it's not like there was an upper decker in there. The bowl with all the bad stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that stayed in there because I hadn't been able
toilet.
To flush.
It's water that's in the toilet, though.
It's in the tank of the toilet, which is the...
Which is still in the toilet,
but it's
though.
Not like the bad poopy water.
The clean
that
incoming
coming
water.
It's the incoming water that's back there, and it's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in hey, back hey, of the toilet, but it wasn't sewage.
Mr. Neat Freak.
Yes?
How would you feel about that? My God, you would go to the to get acid rain on you. You would go to a car wash and roll down your window.
Yeah, keep it away from me.
I was... I mean, I was beyond embarrassed. I was grabbing towels, and I'm trying to do this.
So you broke her toilet, and you got
and
covered
everybody,
with...
everybody, one after the other, comes in and has to look at this and go, oh, my God. What? And by this time, I'm soaking wet.
Covered with raw sewage.
I've got excrement all over me, dripping off. I get down, and I get the little valve, and then I look, and the force, I think it's a defective toilet, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think the force, I did not do it that hard. I flicked it. I kind of heaved it because it was like the eighth time. It's
me not know own strength.
me mad at toilet. Me break it in two pieces. But you know, I paid for the new
me
toilet.
Having sexy time.
Paid for a new toilet to be put in.
Wow.
And it's not cheap.
No.
It was a $405 mistake that I made.
Wow.
Somebody's sexy. Real sexy laugh.
Well, see, but the thing is, you don't hear the whole story.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's Mike's call. He said, don't repeat it.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
So, anyway, it was something that was really.
Did you ever think of this?
What's that?
You would not have had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have done what Andy Rice used to do.
What's that?
And always sit down while you go number one.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Andy Rice, we used to, this guy worked here.
Right.
He would work here and quit and go to Blockbuster, then come back and quit and go to UPS and quit and come back and then go work at like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
He always sat to go number one.
Yeah. He would actually, if you walked into the men's room and Andy was in there, you would see the door close. You'd see his feet and you could hear tinkle.
And you know, sometimes you do that thing where you walk in and you see feet and you go... Hey, what are you doing in there? And, you know, normally the guy will say something like, I'm almost done here, or you'll want to leave because
right.
it's going to smell bad.
Right.
You're just getting from Andy, I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he was just...
Yeah, he was doing it.
He was going like a girl.
And, you know, for my money, those little rugs, carpets that you put on the back of a toilet seat, don't put them there. I mean, what do? They just collect... Ass dust, anyway.
It's a girl thing, Mike.
Yeah, well, it is. It definitely is.
Yeah.
They were foo-foo bathrooms.
Cozy.
Is it cozy? Is it a toilet lid cozy?
I don't know.
Don and Mike, hello there. Lisa.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Oh, gosh, you just mentioned the fru word, and I wanted to say, I hope to God he made added insult to injury by using the guest towels.
There wasn't a piece of cloth. There wasn't anything that was in that bathroom that was not immediately put on the floor, and it leaked through the bathroom floor to the basement below.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I had a better experience. I guess me and my wife before we got married, she lived in an apartment complex, and those bathrooms are pretty small, so we were going at it on the toilet seat, and I had my back against the tank. And I guess I pushed a little bit too hard against the wall, and the whole tank busted.
See, they're fragile, aren't they, sir?
They are.
But hold on. You broke the toilet while you were having sex?
Yes, I did.
Hey, that would have been a better story.
It might be, Mike.
It was defective. It really was.
Well, I think they're fragile. I think they're too fragile.
They really are.
And I don't think you should put an ass cozy on the toilet lid.
Okay, goodbye. One more call. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Hey, why does it cost $405 to replace a toilet?
Because it was one of those deals where the guy was going to come out, you know, inside of 24 hours.
Yeah, but that's awful.
Hey, look, I don't care. I got the toilets fixed, okay? I got it replaced, sir.
That's for the plumber.
What would you have paid if it was your plumbing service?
I just would have got a toilet for them myself.
How much does a toilet cost?
I can't put a toilet in.
If you go to home, if you go to
home, know how to be a plumber.
You can't.
It's two screws, man.
It's two screws, but then you got to caulk it to do it right.
Oh, that's all right. You can't caulk nothing?
Speaking, but I'll tell you, Mike can caulk a lot. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Come on. I'm talking to you. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I just didn't have the wherewithal to put in my own toilet.
I understand that.
I don't think I got ripped off. I think that's the going rate to have a toilet installed.
Yeah, if you went to Home Depot and you bought a...
Probably get it for like $300 or something like that.
Because you're talking about you're buying the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
The top, the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the tank that was damaged, but I replaced the whole
toilet. Yeah, but it's not like that's a mix and match thing.
Right,
you've got to buy the whole toilet.
No, you have to buy the whole toilet. I don't think you can just put the tank. Maybe you can. I don't know. You know, but there's a new ball cock on there.
What color did you choose?
White. Basic white. Basic the same white. One that I destroyed.
Standard. Was it a high flush or a low flush toilet?
What do you mean a high flush?
Because the old ones that like...
No, it was not that old. No, it was a low flush toilet.
Ah, good. Yeah. Easy to replace.
Round.
Yeah.
That's what the guy asked me. He said, is it a long seat?
Oh, I hate those.
I didn't understand what he meant.
Round,
I didn't even understand what the plumber was saying to me when I talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy. Dennis.
Was he from around here, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I ain't saying nothing.
Goddamn right you're not.
I'm not saying a thing. Mike broke a toilet last night.
Wow.
With three friends of his. Three female friends.
Yeah. And we were all naked.
Oh, no. Right. See, now, that's not true. I know that's not true.
Yeah.
Do you want me to move on?
You goddamn right I do. That's the second time I've said goddamn.
Goddamn, I know it is.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
I will. Come on.
Thank you, honey.
Listen. Of course I will.
Thank you.
And not only that.
This is not a day that you want to argue with me.
I know it.
This is a day that you and I are I think, making a tremendous leap forward in our partnership.
And don't I know it. And I will tell everybody about that when we come back from the break.
Thank you.
Don't I know it. Let's clear them out now and get the call number 100.
It's a big day. It's a big day. And I don't think anybody knows what's going on.
877-3.
Have you leaked it?
I told the boy. I think I told Buzz.
No.
Did I tell Buzz?
I have no idea what's going on.
No, it's probably the biggest news on the show in quite some time.
Well,
listen,
I would figure.
Some people will tune in and think like it's some real network stuff or something.
It's big news.
Yeah, but it's not like big news like when we were taken off the air or when we... Now, see, don't F with the listeners like that.
I'm not. It's you know, you leak whatever you want to leak before the...
No, I don't want to leak anything.
Okay.
I don't want to leak anything, but I don't want to leak...
I would expect that you would be a little more enthusiastic.
I'm highly enthusiastic. Here's the deal.
Right.
There are some people who may not know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm...
Yeah, okay, all right. Then all right.
I'm lowballing.
All right, play close to the vest. I understand. I won't say anything more about it.
That's all I'm doing.
All right.
But, yeah, you're right. No, for us, it's a good day. And it says... You'll love listening to this because it has nothing to do with the politics of radio. It has a little bit to do with the politics of radio. But really, it's more about just one-on-one confrontation.
No, it's more... It's what it is to me. It's about crime fighting.
Huh. It's about... Right versus wrong.
Yes. Oh. It's about justice. Truth triumphing over injustice.
Well, that sounds good.
It's about putting on a mask.
Good versus evil. Mm-hmm.
It's what I've always said. Is it justice or is it just us?
A little bit of both.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Anyway, I'm so confused. It's something that's important to me and important to Mike, and I'm glad it's important to Mike, and then we'll tell you why in just a second.
Okay.
And, that's it, but it's nothing earth-shattering.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Nothing toilet-shattering.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you watch it.
All right, I will.
You watch it, because you keep doing that.
No, see, you're looking for an excuse.
No, I'm not.
You watch it, you.
I'm not. No, you watch it.
All right, I'll watch it. You got me today.
I'll watch it if you want.
I will. I'm on. You got me.
Okay.
Yeah, big time.
All right, so I'm watching you.
All right.
And you're watching me.
Everything's fine.
You're watching me.
Everything's fine.
Call her 100 right now. At 877-365-3636, at a prize package we selected especially for you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, how's your ass?
Oh, his colonoscopy doctor. She's gorgeous. You should have seen her in her white coat. I wanted to give her a little cum depressor action. Hey, now.
Is he going to go for another appointment?
No, I don't think so. Looking up the ass was a one-time thing.
But I'm thinking of asking her.
Hank, how do you ask somebody out who's seen the inside of your ass?
I think she has a thing for me.
How could you tell? Weren't you facing the other way?
Well, granted, I was sedated at the time, but there was a vibe in that room. You know, it usually takes several years to get to that level of intimacy.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Every DJ who's really a DJ is playing this song today. Because you can't play September Morn by Neil Diamond. It's the last day of September today. So you got to play this, right?
Come on.
All right. September.
I'm not accustomed to that level of creativity, sort of that type of creativity.
It's there more often than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't pay attention to it.
Right.
I don't draw attention to
I know
it.
You don't.
But sometimes.
Seamless.
I sneak it in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hey, you're caller 100.
Hey, great.
What's your name, please?
It's Mike.
Mike, where are you from, sir?
Baltimore.
All right. We're going to be in Baltimore. Hold on.
That's what I hear.
Robbie, would you grab the hotline? Maybe that's
could that be our lady?
A TV person.
Wow. Hello.
It's an hello line. Hang on, sir.
Rob's trying to speak on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Robbie.
No, not you, sir.
Not to you.
There's no one there. The line is dead.
Did the line get disconnected when all that crap fell on the floor?
I didn't see anything fall.
That's funny. Rob trying to get around to answer the telephone. It really only takes one step, maybe two steps.
Well, yeah, but we have a marvelous amount of counter space over there. Have you ever noticed how precarious our phone is when we get it off the cue speaker?
Yeah, it's all about design.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you have anything to do with the layout of this place, though? Or
yeah, when they asked me, these type of phones right here, they actually have the ringer.
Yeah, the real phones.
Mm-hmm.
They were never a part of it.
Oh, okay.
It was always supposed to be something that was built into the
integrated
console.
They're supposed to eventually be a replacement for that, I think.
Something that should be right over, right there where we have that big spot.
Okay.
But the problem is there still needs to be one old-fashioned phone to dial to get traffic.
Ah, very good.
Anyway. Oh, that's why.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Jesus. Where were we?
Yeah, where were we?
Do we have a winner?
Listen, Rob.
Yes,
Rob dropped the telephone.
Uh-huh. That may or may not be true.
No, you dropped.
So he dropped the telephone and disconnected the call.
Would you bend over and just let us see you at the top of your head?
Look at this. Drop something on this.
Okay, look at that.
Yeah, wow.
You're going bald, my friend.
And it's
going
to be the kind of bald where you have one little tuft.
You don't need to qualify the type of baldness. I'm not going to tuft.
Where he has one tuft of hair.
You know who he's going to look like if he grew his hair?
Who?
Shelley Runyon.
You know what? Before that happens, I'll kill myself.
We love that. That movie, what was the name of the movie?
The Contender.
The Contender.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie.
Shelley Runyon.
I've seen it. I'm not going to look like that.
Well, only if you grew your hair long. Because he's got that. He's got the little tuft thing.
Shelley.
I'm sorry I started.
You were right. Not too late.
Rob Spiewak.
Were you
in the Contender?
Tied up with anything?
No, sorry, I'm just late.
Right. Who's that actor? Because he's great. Because
Gary Oldman.
Yeah, because he plays the whacked out guy in the Bruce Willis movie, mm-hmm. The Fifth Element.
He was Dracula,
right?
Have you seen this?
That's my
file.
That's my file on your side.
Anyway, read the movie Contender.
Yes.
And imagine my hair.
But you got to get Rob's gigantic head.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look anything like Gary Oldman.
What we're describing is
I had a standard-sized head, I wouldn't be going bald. There's just so much area to take care of.
Rob will have hair on the sides.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then up towards the crown, the front of his head.
Right, it's right above his forehead, he'll have a round ball of hair.
A round mound.
And what I'll do is I'll use gel. I'll bring that tuft to a point. I'll look like a donut.
Listen, so anyway, Rob is going bald and dropped the telephone.
Oh, wow.
It's not a good day for him. But his son's celebrating a birthday.
Yeah,
today.
And you, my friend, you won a $20 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Very good.
Applebee's never-ending basket of slow-smoked ribs at your local Applebee's. But wait, there's more.
I'm waiting.
Meet Buzz. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Hey. Mike and I, and
there's a winner.
I'm proud to say that we've worked some of the best venues in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
only the finest locations.
I mean this. We've been at gigantic amphitheaters. We've been at, your grotto cafes.
Mm-hmm.
But Buzz, king him. Mm-hmm. If we were playing checkers right now, we'd king you. You can meet Buzz Saturday from 10 till noon. ESPN. Okay. 2-minute drill. This will be happening at the Springfield Mall.
All right.
Buzz.
Buzzy.
Mm-hmm. Buzz will be at the lower level in front of JC.
What's he giving away?
Definitely the lower level.
That is a cherry gig. And
thank you.
What's the time commitment there, Buzz?
2 hours.
Ten to noon.
Oh,
ten
Saturday
to noon.
Morning.
Ooh. 10 to noon. Let me give you that again. That's Buzz with the ESPN 2-minute drill.
Because who knows more about sports?
At Springfield Mall, Buzz will be at the lower level.
That's right.
In front of JCPenney.
Who do you think will look forward to that more, Buzz or his fans?
Probably his fans.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, it could be a tie.
I don't know. Yeah. Buzz loves the JCPenney.
Buzz loves the mall. Buzz loves our listeners.
Buzz loves the fans. That's right.
Hey, you spoke about yourself in third person.
Are you going to be? Are you going to be pressing the flesh?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. As much flesh as possible.
Courtesy of Cox Communications.
Now listen, if you understand the way Mr. Burbank talks, you'd understand what he just said. As much flesh as possible.
That's right.
He's looking for that JCPenney flesh,
foreskin, not that kind of flesh. Flesh,
no,
skin.
Mm.
Well, thank you for listening, my friend.
I appreciate it, Don and Mike.
You got it. Thanks so much. And Buzz,
yes.
What can we say? Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And may I say to everybody, don't go to the upper level.
No.
This will be on the lower
Buzz
level.
Buzz is on the lower level.
Buzz is on the lower level. And Buzz, if you had to pick a spot, you can't go wrong with Penny's.
It's easy. You'll be easy to find.
We're thinking high traffic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Anybody else going to be out there?
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
No, I mean, is it one man? When you do this, when you do an appearance like this?
It's just me, a table, and some pencils, I think, pretty much.
Will you be doing any entertaining at all?
There'll be prizes. It'll be great.
Pony rides for the kids.
If we can arrange it, sure.
What's your act?
What's my act?
Yeah, what is the act that you do when you have...
When you're booked into a venue like...
Puppetry of the Penis?
The Springfield Mall.
Not in front of JCPenney.
What's your act? You can't work blue. You're in a goddamn shopping mall.
Hi, my name's Buzz. Buzz Burbank. Don't know if you know me or not. I'm working my way through college. that's basically how it starts.
That's an opening line.
Thank you. There's Buzz now.
Good.
Do you actually approach shoppers or do you wait for them to approach you?
No. People like their space. I'm not going to invade anybody's space.
Will there be signage?
I invite people to invade my space.
Will there be signage?
I'm thinking there'll be signs, yeah.
I know how Buzz handles these appearances, and I'll just tell you that at the end of this 2 hours, he'll be really hungry. Look at Mr. Burbank. There he goes.
Where's he going? Where's he going so fast?
Why is he running over to Auntie Annie's pretzels?
I urge everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. Show up at JCPenney on Saturday and watch Buzz collect his fee.
Set a record.
Let's get
a record crowd.
Show up and watch Buzz make an extremely high rate of money for 2 hours. Watch him collect his fee.
Mm-hmm. Set a record down there. I mean, make it where they got to get police tape out.
You're not doing anything at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Come see me.
No. Springfield Mall.
That's right, 10 a.m. Saturday.
This Saturday, we want to... How many do you want out there, Don? You can control this.
Well, no, Mike, I can't control the public's love for Buzz.
I'm thinking couple foul.
That'd be great.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
You get 25 people, that's a major success.
Are you planning, besides that opening line, what are you thinking about wearing?
Haven't decided yet. Something snazzy, I think.
And if you're one of the 25, have some fun. Bring your laser pointer. I know that
nothing makes Buzz jump around than when you lay one of those laser pointers in his right cornea.
When I go out to socialize with Buzz, just a couple of weeks ago at dinner, the four of us together, and when I would say, excuse me, I have to go to the men's room, I would actually go up to the level above just put the light all over Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I couldn't tell which was funnier, when you knew that it was being, that someone was putting a red light and you would be annoyed, or when you would just be having a conversation and not realize you had a giant red dot on your forehead.
Yeah.
I think you got to do some entertaining. I have two words for you.
Uh-huh.
Shadow puppets.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Do Abraham Lincoln. You can just use your fist.
Get your act together.
And he does Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, yeah, do some. Will you do some Dudley Do-Right?
Tis I, Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties.
See? That's the kind of entertainment you're going to get.
You can sing your song.
Just request it.
Sing that.
Coming to take me away?
Yeah. Or White Rabbit.
Sure, either one of those. I'll take requests. Whatever people want to hear.
I think it's going to be a good day.
And hold on, Buzz.
Yeah.
Your fans are calling in say that they will be there.
Here we go. I think we can get that over 25 people.
Excellent.
Are you going to go see Buzz on Saturday?
Yes, I am.
Look forward to seeing you, Tom.
That's great, Tom.
Hey, who's taking me to the titty joint?
That would be Don, because Don lost the bet.
No, it doesn't mean I have to take him. That was never part of the bet.
Yes, it is.
I don't have to physically drive him in my car.
Yes, you do.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
You have to take Tom to a strip joint.
What, you were just going to meet him there?
Not meeting him there.
No, listen, I'm serious. That's a deal breaker.
No.
I'm not driving.
Describe take Tom to a strip joint.
Yes,
say, Tom, I'll meet you at, for instance, Good Guys. I'll be there at 8. That means take him means pay. Means spend all of my time with Tom. 60 minutes.
Wouldn't it be more fun to pick him up at his house?
No.
What?
No, really. No, really, it wouldn't. And
you remember a bet that I lost?
Which one?
When Dennis Murphy was blindfolded.
And brought to your house.
I met him at like a parking lot, like a neutral location, not at his house, but I met him at a neutral location.
I tell you what, I would compromise.
Could you meet him at a location?
I would meet Tom. Yes, I'll compromise with
you
and meet him at a location.
That will just add to the fun of it. And see, because then when you leave, you drop him off. You both leave together, and he gets in your car.
I'll meet him at a metro stop.
That's perfect.
Let's take it.
That's fine with you. I'm satisfied with that.
So I'll meet you down. I'll pick you up at a subway stop. Mike, do you want to do that tomorrow night?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the game's not till 10 o'clock. So that's it. We can probably get all our work done well before 10.
I believe Charles is working on the place right now. Mm-hmm. We'll announce it before the end of today's show.
That's cool. Terrific.
And, sure, you know.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Tommy.
Good Guys? Or JP?
We can't tell you where yet, Tom. We don't know. We don't know yet.
To be announced.
But you'll have to figure out how to get somewhere that's on the way so I can pick you up.
On the way to Georgetown, right?
No, it might not be in Georgetown.
You know, I like the fact that Tom knows all the joints, though. Sure. Do you know them all, Tom?
I know we have one we can go to.
Which one, Tom?
JP's. It's right next door to, there's a bar right next door to it.
Well,
JP's. There's Good Guys.
Camelot.
Camelot.
Mm-hmm. There's one, I think, that might be a client that they're trying to swing at.
Ah.
Swing into this deal.
Very good.
Tom, how do you spell strip?
S-H-I-P-E-R.
Right.
Shipper.
Right.
Tom, what are you planning on wearing?
Because
I could actually offer you some advice.
I'm gonna wear good slacks.
Good. Me too. Me too.
And it's going to be... I'm gonna dress up like an important person.
You ought to wear a jacket because it's a little chilly. Like
why'd you dress like Austin Powers? I'd love you to wear.
I was just curious.
Crushed velvet suits.
Tom, do you own a tank top?
Yeah. No.
Huh? You don't.
I'll bet. You know, okay.
I don't see why he has to wear a shirt.
I can wear my WJFK shirt.
I think you can go shirtless.
You know, his WJFK. Tom, would you consider going? Well, they probably wouldn't let him in.
No, probably not. They serve food, you know.
But Tom, you have a lot of WJFK shirts, right?
No, I just got one.
Oh. That one, the tie-dyed one?
Yep.
Fresh is amazing.
Would they have any other T-shirts?
One that says Jimmy Lang on it.
Are there any T-shirts where you could cut the sleeves off?
Yes.
So you just have your, you know, like you look like a biker.
Any sleeveless shirt would be good, right?
Sleeveless is the way you are. And then remember to wear a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tom. Well, listen, we'll find the location.
Yeah.
I'll meet you, and then I'll...
How will I know who's gonna take me there?
Well,
Don is.
No.
Wait a minute. You all have to rent me a sedan to get there.
Excuse me, Tom?
You have to let me rent a sedan?
You want a town car to pick you up?
I have a suggestion,
yeah.
And you can go with this if you want to. I was thinking... We're all going to be going with you, and we're going to be going to observe this. And I was thinking, Since you're going to meet him at a neutral location, what better neutral location than have Tom get to the radio station and then...
No. No, because that would involve like a 40-minute ride to and back, and that's too much, Mike. That's too freaking much.
You know how you all did it before? You know how you all got me a town car?
Did we ever get you a town car?
Yeah. You got me a town car like a long time ago.
I like that. See, the actual picking up of Tom is something I'd kind of like to see.
Well, good. Make another bet, then.
No, I mean, you said you were going to pick him up at a neutral location.
The bet, and now I've even compromised on that enough to say I'll meet him at a neutral location.
Yeah, that's what I just want to see him. That, to me, will be fun to watch Tom get into the car.
All right, but Tom, you have to figure out a way to get to the location.
Now, what are you doing here? Yeah, he can't do that.
What do you mean?
You have to tell him where to go.
Are you saying there's something wrong with Tom? He can't function?
I think he's perfectly functional.
He couldn't just call me on my cell, like, tonight and say, hey,
that's good.
What?
Never
happened. Tom?
Yeah.
We'll get a car if we have to bring you to the spot where we'll meet.
Okay.
Okay. And then it can be a spot where you guys can all see me with.
What would be the time in the car that you'd be thinking of, the amount of time? And because really, just around the block?
Now, keep in mind, no. I got to spend an hour with him in the city car.
Yes, and you know, technically, you are compromising, and I appreciate that. So I'm just curious, and I'm leaving it in your...
You would say the same thing to me.
Right.
If, like, when we said you had to take Homo Joe to the gay bar.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know I had to just go to the gay bar, right? Didn't I?
Yeah, but I think it was structured the same way.
With Homo Joe?
You go to the gay bar with Homo Joe.
It's more like what I was wearing that was...
But again, that's the deal you negotiated was just take Tom to a titty bar for an hour. Now I could be a stickler and say, okay, I got an hour with Tom.
Right.
Then I'll bring him from the station because it'll take 40 minutes to get there.
Right.
We'll stay 20 minutes and then I'll drive him back.
Yeah, but you know that wouldn't be the honorable thing to do.
But also I'm being railroaded here a little bit.
You said you'd compromise. It's in your. You're getting. You agreed to something, and now you're not agreeing to it. I said, what is the time you?
Mike?
Tom, excuse me.
All right,
I'm
how
talking.
About 15 minutes each way?
That's incredibly generous. I would have settled for 10.
Make it 12, and it's a deal.
All right, 12. You know, I'm fine with
that. Then we just got to find a location.
10 minutes away, I'm fine with.
I'll go 12.
Fine.
I go 12, which I know will turn into 15.
Depending on traffic.
Can you imagine getting into... Tom, listen, I'm going to have to drop you off at the front door, though. There's no way I'm parking in a garage and wheeling you around.
You don't have to wheel me around because I'm going to be walking with my cane.
So that means he can go to the garage with you. Well, we might not even need to go to a garage if we go to that other place, right?
I hope not.
And get your eyes salted at the next tow... at the next tow... at the Nextel office.
I have no idea, Tom.
Yes.
God.
The president.
Clooney.
Who?
Who?
My buddy, Tim McWilliams.
Hey!
There's a bit of luck for one of our favorite sales guys.
Yep.
All right, Tom, listen.
Yep.
Charlie or Lisa or someone will call you to tell you exactly where we'll be meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
And Tom, who's your strip joint buddy?
Don.
Yeah, that's right.
And is Mike going?
Yeah, I won't be sitting with you, Tom.
We're all going.
No, Charlie's not going to be there. We'll be sitting on the other side of the strip joint.
So you're not going to have any fun, Tom, because I don't do the funny voices.
And Tom, you can't really, you're there to socialize with one person.
Tom, when you get there, you can do whatever you like.
He has to stay with you.
Get me a leash then.
I will. I'll get the genital cuff.
Get me a leash. All right, Tom.
Hi.
I do not look forward to tomorrow, but I will do it.
All right.
All right, my friend.
What time is Lisa calling me back?
They've got to work those details out. It could be hours. It could take minutes. It could be tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right, Tommy.
All right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
So it's settled. Tomorrow's the payoff.
Yeah. I said I'd do it tomorrow. Sure.
All right. Good.
Why not? Go to the place tomorrow night.
It's a little different when the hour has come, isn't it?
No. The only different part is this. Take him there. I mean, I think if you would ask most people,
these leather seats smell like ass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what was the, you see, take Tom to a titty bar. That's the bet. The bet was never actually outlined. Like,
you know,
put him in your car, if drive with him.
It was just something that I thought would, be a fun addition. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Well, now I'm backed into a corner. I've said I'll do it. If you had lost the bet, would you think it's a fun addition?
I'd do it. I wouldn't think it was a fun addition at all. I would think it would be, but I think I'm doing exactly what you would do in the similar circumstances. You would probably throw in the pick him up thing because it's just delightful. It makes the bet all the sweeter.
Delightful. I'm glad you're delighted.
I haven't won one of these. Remember?
I know you haven't, and I'm trying
to
be
the first one that I've won.
I'm trying to be a swell loser.
And I paid off some much more horrific bets than
the only thing that's going to keep me going through all of this is my mantra. I'm going to just have it. You're going to probably hear it on the tape.
And what is it?
What will be tomorrow? Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Friday. Saturday. 3 days to a buzz at JCPenney. Yeah. 3 days until buzz at JCPenney.
With his record-setting crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, that's a deal.
Good. Are we all going? Buzz, you going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rob?
Wouldn't miss it.
There you go.
Of course, yeah.
Joe Arden's, you're going?
Might as well invite him, too.
And Charlie.
And Charlie Broyer.
Great.
Very good.
And anybody else? You know, it's your dime, so.
How do we get on the paging system? Do you want to do that? Do you want to invite
everybody? Let's wait until we get the name of the place.
Okay.
Until
right.
we know
good.
Exactly
good.
Where Excellent. The place
Do you want me to do that? I don't care. I mean, that's up to you. I mean, it was really the gang.
We
do go public with it.
Just the gang. Yes, and we're going to announce it so people can come down, just
right.
like we did with the gay bar thing.
Right, exactly.
All right, so give us a...
Will we know by the end of today's show?
I believe so.
Okay. All right.
I think so.
Good.
Let me check.
With I hope so, too.
Are you coming, Charlie?
Do I have to?
No.
No, I won't be there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
He's funny, isn't he?
Thank you. Double C.
He's funny.
Crooked Commissioner. We'll be right back. We never even got to what we were going to talk about.
Oh, boy, is this news.
Be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
Give me a Hummer.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful boudoir.
Bingo, baby. The Don and Mike Show.
What do you think, Sam?
Give me a Hummer.
Right. Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Hello to Buzz.
Now, here's Buzz.
Hi.
Here he is.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I had a little idea. When you go on this little outing for our evening, why don't you take along a dad and just for the conversation.
I got a good idea. I got a good idea. Why don't you listen to the show sometime?
Did I miss?
Yeah.
Have we ever gone anywhere like to pay off a bet or to a party and not brought a tape recorder with us?
No, I haven't heard it mentioned.
Okay. That goes without saying that there will be a tape recorder there. I mean, what else is the
What's
point?
What's the point of doing it?
What's the point of doing it if I can't be humiliated in front of all of you?
The memory.
You're right. There would be no point without that.
There you go. Listen harder.
There you go. Thanks. But that was
bye, guys.
Okay. Bye, ass.
Bye.
That was something that that had been outlined very early on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's part of the fun.
It'll be documented.
Yeah. I mean, whenever whenever Gavin performs, it has to be recorded.
That's right.
That's why Mike wants the car thing.
Because actual him getting into the car with you, that's really what I look forward to hearing on the tape more than anything else.
Yeah. Right. And
hi, Tom.
And it's not enough to see it, because Mike will see it. Yeah,
right.
Hear it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm with you on that. I got you, so no problem. Okay, this is where we make a stand. Now, this is normally the time. Actually, I guess we do this on Wednesday with the fantasy football update. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something right now about an injustice that has been done to me. And I am convinced that I'm not going to get to the bottom of this, which will lead me to my press conference with the fine gentleman to my right.
We will be having momentarily a joint press conference.
Ah.
Now, let me explain to you something. As I mentioned last week during our fantasy football segment, my team sucks. I think I stood up and took it like a man.
Yeah.
I was 0-3 when everybody got 30 seconds to make their comment. You know, my team just stinks.
Right.
Well, as it turns out this week, I was pretty lucky. Because because with Steve McNair alone as my quarterback, I got 151 points.
Right.
You see, because there was a 100-point bonus, because Steve McNair had a 93.8 completion percentage.
Wow. Pretty overwhelming day for him.
If you go to the rules for our league, as I did, special scoring for quarterbacks, completion percentage, 90 to 95 points, 90 to 95%, 25 points,
mm-hmm.
plus a 100-point bonus at 91.31 and completion percentage. So it says right here that you get 25 points if your guy gets between 90 and 95%.
Right.
And if your guy gets 91.31% and completion percentage, which, I mean, over 91, you get 100 extra points.
So Steve McNair had an absolutely awesome day for you.
So, here's how this plays out. Let me just set the stage for you. Well, I'm not even watching fantasy. I'm not watching the fantasy game. We were at the football game on Sunday. And we're in the car. We're on the way home. And Broyhill calls me up. And he says, and I should, you know, to actually do this chronologically correct, we called him first in the day to ask him about directions, a shortcut to get to the stadium.
Right.
But there was no mention of fantasy football. My team, which was 0-3, was playing Charlie's team, which was also 0-3.
Right.
So we're on our way back from the game, and the phone rings, and it's Broyhill in the car, and he says, "Hey, you're having a great day with Steve McNair. Do you realize that he's scoring like hundreds of points?" And I said, "You know, I had no idea. I saw on the thing at the stadium that
right.
the Titans were winning. I had no idea." Driving on a little further, we get home. He says to me, calls me up again, says, "Turn on the Steelers game. Turn on the Titans game right now." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because if McNair throws one more incompletion, you lose 100 points. This is exactly what he said to me.
Wow.
You lose 100 points. You better pray that they take McNair out."
Right.
Because he's already done this math in his head. I've not even been to the computer yet.
Right.
Well, they leave him in. He doesn't throw another pass. He goes 15 for 16. I look at the screen after my game with Charlie is done over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer, which has the rules, and we use CBSSportsLine.com.
Right.
As you can see, Mike, it says, "My team, dumbasses, 200.
200 points.
Charlie, little men in the boat, 150.
Wow, what a game. High-scoring game.
Yeah.
Now, you get over here to where it says...
I saw Charlie go flying down the hallway.
You get over here to where it says Steve McNair. 93.8 completion percentage, 15 pass completions, 3 touchdowns, 5 rushing yards, 1 sack. Points, 151.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to the bottom, and it says adjustment. Need 20 attempts to qualify. 15 of 16. Minus 100 points.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you how this...
So you had 100 points taken away.
Yeah, let me explain to you how this played out with the crooked commissioner. He calls me on Sunday. Now, he's competitive, I'm competitive,
yes.
You're competitive,
mm-hmm.
We're all competitive. He calls me on Sunday first, right before 4 o'clock, to say, "Jesus, McNair's having a hell of a day. You're killing me." Then he calls me to say, "You better pray they take McNair out, because if McNair throws one incompletion..."
You lose 100 points.
You lose 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't even go back to the computer during the day.
Right.
It's Sunday night. I'm calling him about the Leah Remini show on VH1, and he says, "Did you look at the scores?" And I said, "No." He said, a quote from Charlie, "I had to make an adjustment."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What?" He said, "I had to take 100 points away." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I did." So I let it go until I came into work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into his office and I said, "Hey, dude, what's the deal? You took 100 points away from me." And he said, "Look at this." And he pulled out the NFL record book.
Hmm.
And the rules for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same as the rules for fantasy football.
What he is saying, in essence, is because my guy didn't have 20 attempts.
Right.
In the real NFL, 15 of 16 doesn't count as any type of all-time record.
Right.
Therefore, I shouldn't get this 100-point bonus, which apparently, according to Charlie, is for setting an all-time record.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when you look, and this was printed on 9/29, Monday, yesterday, the official rules for our league, 90 to 95% completion, your quarterback gets 25 points,
mm-hmm.
and then it says, plus a 100-point bonus at 91.31 and completion percentage.
Nothing about it has to be a record.
Nothing
about 20.
Nothing that says you have to have 20 attempts.
Yeah. Well, what does the commissioner say to that?
F you.
Well, I think he should make an appearance. We should get this on the table.
He knows I'm going to bring this up. I've been social with him.
Uh-huh.
This is not going to turn into a fight between Charlie and I, because it's fantasy football.
He's intense about it.
Just a game.
But
commissioner, come to the bridge, please.
Now, let me also point this out. That at this point on Sunday night, with 200 points, not only am I going to beat Charlie, but I'm in the running for the money to win the jackpot.
Yeah, we have the prize for the week.
Charlie's wife, Lisa, has 187 points.
Mm-hmm.
She has a guy who played last night for Green Bay, Amon Green, who ended up scoring lots of points, and mm-hmm. she won the money for the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I must admit, the thought crossed my mind that they're sitting at home together, and he says, or grunts, or does whatever he does. I said, you know, me commissioner, me change rule.
It smells a little fishy.
Me make it so you win money.
And where is he?
I don't know. I'm asking for him to come in and tell me the reason. I've printed everything out here before I'm forced to make my news conference about our fantasy league. Charlie, would you please come to the studio, if you're not too busy, to explain how it is that there was a 100-point bonus, which the computer still is
giving.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the commissioner of Buzz had the first pick last year.
You left out part of our conversation we had when I took over, and I was setting up the scoring, where I said a 100-point bonus will be given for every NFL record broken.
When did you say that?
I don't know the date.
You said that just to me?
No, not just to you.
Does everybody here remember Charlie saying that? And in the rules, where does it say it on this sheet right here that I printed out?
I don't remember.
The scoring sheet?
The scoring sheet, yeah.
It doesn't.
This is all, because on the sheet, I'll show you, I printed out the screen.
Did you look on the setup where you can adjust for that to make it a 20-attempt minimum?
I have no idea. Listen, here's what I did. On CBS...
I see what you did.
Sportsline, I click on where it says...
a 20-attempt minimum.
Where it says rules, that's what I clicked on. So I go to the part where it says rules, where you have special scoring for quarterbacks, completion percentage, passing completion, rushing TD.
Nothing on there about the 20...
It says 20 minimums.
How do you answer that, Mr. Commissioner?
20 attempts for the record.
But is there anything on there that says it?
No, there isn't.
Well, then shouldn't we go by the rules that are on the...
quarterback comes out, throws one pass, and on that pass, he gets knocked out of the game, but it's completed for a touchdown. Should he get a 100-point bonus?
Yes.
No.
Correct. You could. You could, in theory, if your quarterback got knocked out. But then you'd be screwed. What a dick. Huh? What a dick. What a dick.
Well, you know what? I think that it's time to have the press conference.
I hope everybody understands.
Because I'm with you on this one.
But I'm really not screaming, you know, I didn't even win the money for the week. Lisa won the money.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I got dicked out of 100 points because Charlie's the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, does anybody ever remember him saying you only got 100 points if you broke an NFL
record? I do not remember that, and I have supported you on this particular issue.
And
you know I've had my problems with the commissioner in the past.
If you go to our rules, he has, you know, in essence, since Charlie set up the rule page, there's room for all kinds of junk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here.
John Norman, another member of our family.
Was sent in by Charlie?
Nope, came in on my own.
All right, here he is.
I do remember that part of it. We discussed it when he was setting the league, the scoring up, before we started the season.
Really? Where were all of we when...
We were not all there. He called me upstairs to do something specific. We were trying to get the scoring
fixed.
So was the meeting just with you and Charlie?
Not necessarily. No, it wasn't a meeting. He just was having
a problem. Was the conversation with you and Charlie?
Yes, it was the two of us.
And what is your current record, Mr. Norman?
I just lost to you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But 3-1. So you're saying you had a conversation with Charlie about that?
That I had a conversation with him. It wasn't specifically about that, but that was the
drum. Read the rules that I printed out.
Oh, I know it doesn't say anything. I see both sides of it. I'm not here taking sides.
That's right. There are two sides, but let me tell you something. I smell something fishy, and that's why
we're here to make this announcement.
We're here to make an announcement because we came to a conclusion. And Don, I think I'd like to start if you don't mind.
Wow, you're killing me today. You're not letting me tell the story about
you. Go
triplets.
Ahead. You go ahead.
I got to take Tom to the titty bar.
What?
I'd like to make the announcement and bring you. Would you mind if I went first?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Please?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Don. Do we have our echo?
Thank you, Mike. You got it there, Robbie? On number two? There you go, number two. Hello, check.
First of all, members of the press, I'd like to thank you all for coming here today.
Thank you for coming to Cunny Stadium.
We have a very significant announcement for our fantasy football league today. It's a very, very exciting day for all of us in the Sea Dogs organization as we are now going to take another great but troubled franchise and merge them as one. I'd like to bring up the president and managing general partner of the Dumbasses fantasy football team, Mr. Don Geronimo. Don, can you come up here, please?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. No, really, thank you. It's my players. It's not me. Thank you. Please, hold your applause until the end. We've played fantasy football for 5 years. I've had a good team. I've had winning records. Went on a 10-game winning streak at one point. And I can take losing. But when I get the feeling that I'm being gypped by a crooked commissioner, by God, that's when I think I got to do something. And even though Mike is my competitor in this league, for many years he has said to me, the commissioner is crooked. Which is why I approached Mike and asked if we could merge the teams. Here is how we will do this proposition, then I will turn it over to Mike.
Thank you, Don.
What we will do is, entirely within league rules, we will come together and make a roster of the best players from both of our teams, including from the Dumbasses, your quarterback, Steve McNair, your defense, the Miami Dolphins defense, and put them together with Mike's reliable running backs.
LaDainian Tomlinson, Edgerrin James.
Charlie, you're not allowed to be at this press conference.
That's okay, because once you merge teams, I'm folding the league.
Well, no, Charlie, you're wrong about that, because here's the beauty of this. The Dumbasses will not be folding. The Dumbasses will continue to run as a cardboard government. We will put a starting lineup of the best possible players for the Dumbass on the field every week.
The situation is entirely within league rules. I think it's no secret to all of you that are gathered here today that the basic day-to-day operations of running the Sea Dogs have really become too much with my charity work, and also I'd like to focus on my cable TV enterprise. And really, Don's expertise in putting a... Well, in his opinion, the best lineup every day and the best players on the field for each Sunday is what I look forward to as he becomes now the managing general partner, and I, of course, will be remaining as president of the organization. Now, you might say, what about the Sea Dogs? What about the Dumbasses? Well, we're combining the two under one name of a brand new franchise.
Now, the Dumbasses... We'll continue as the Dumbasses.
And yes, this is the bank account will be the Dumbasses.
This is our gift to the league, because we believe that from now on, as it's been through the first 4 weeks of the season, you know if you have a game against the Dumbasses on your schedule, you have a guaranteed W.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're going to be putting out the best possible lineup we can. Okay? We'll be starting Marshall Faulk for the Dumbasses, and he's on injured reserve.
Right.
Still, it's entirely within league rules.
Absolutely.
Having said that, when we make the shift of players from team to team, as I trade good players to Mike for Mike's bad players to become the new Dumbasses, we have decided to scrap the name Sea Dogs. And Mike, if you would please, it is simply going to be,
the legality of this is simply going to be under one new team. I am going to be renaming a great tradition. The Sea Dogs tradition will be renamed.
We have a great new logo.
Stop the Monkey.
Stop the Monkey.
And who has to approve these trades?
Well, the commissioner.
You have to approve them, and I can see no reason you would not approve.
I think that you have to see our paperwork.
No chance I'm approving it.
You have,
not at all.
You have to see our paperwork.
Why is there no chance you're approving it? The Dumbasses will be a viable team every week.
This is a completely legitimate move, Mr. Let me tell you something, Mr. Runyon. You can leave this house, but the people are pointing their finger at you.
So I am proud to say that as of this moment, we will put in the paperwork. There is a new team in the Don and Mike Show Fantasy League. Let's welcome Stop the Monkey.
Stop the Monkey. Stop the Monkey, a great tradition.
Our goal will be to simply stop the Monkey.
Now, the good news about this move is we will maintain, because it's simply a name change, the fabulous record of the Sea Dogs, and I couldn't be more proud of the players that I have and the job they've done. However, I have
and I'm
noticed,
happy. I am happy to dovetail on that and move, incidentally, into a softer division.
Yes, and I understand that, it's been a good early season for the Sea Dogs, but based on several of the players' performances and injuries, I've seen the trend, and the trend has trended down. And that's why, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it has. I've been aware of this. That's why we're welcoming these fabulous players from the Dumbass franchise.
And Mike, let me just say that to your lineup of LaDainian Tomlinson, Edger, and James, we are proud to integrate the backfield and bring to the league first the all-Negro backfield.
Yes.
Steve McNair, Edger, and James, LaDainian Tomlinson will be starting for Stop the Monkey.
We think that this triple threat, thank you, thank you. We think this triple threat is going to bring a new dimension to our fantasy football league. It will be very exciting. Now, let me just say this. It's going to be a tough fight. I think that we've already had indications, and some of you might be wondering, what are you going to do with this negative energy coming out of the commissioner's office? Well, we're going to fight it. We're going to fight it, and we're going to fight it the best way you can, and that's with our fleet of lawyers that will be counseling us on this. And, of course, many of you might remember my history in this league. I will be I'd like to make this announcement right now.
Yes, Mike.
A personal meeting with the commissioner. As some of you may know, I work wonders. I work miracles in these personal meetings, and we're going to see if we can get this approved.
And I would like to point out in my closing statement that last year in the Fantasy League, which was held under the regime of Rob Spiewak, at one point, Charles Broyhill, please keep down your applause for Rob. At one point, Charles Broyhill was unhappy with the way Rob was running the rules, and Charles up and quit. Well, I got news for you. Let's get back to my doctor. My daughter. I'm no quitter.
There you go. Thank you, Don.
And I'm happy to merge with Mike.
Thank you.
And together, united, we will take over this league.
Yes.
Yes, Charles.
So you two, as it turns out, are the only ones who didn't know about the record.
What record?
The one that Steve McNair did not set with his 93.8.
I don't care.
I don't care.
You don't care if it's not? Hold on.
No, I don't.
You don't care if it's not in the rules for the league?
I don't care.
Here's what it says.
I know what it says, and
plus
I know what it does.
A 100% 100-point bonus at 91.31.
And when Buzz says he didn't know, What about Jamal Lewis?
That's when I found out about it. Okay, after so that day, I knew that he'd, because he'd set a record.
Right.
I would like to say that no one, and I think this is, can we have the microphones turned back on, please? I'd like to say that there's no one on this podium right now that is questioning the league as it has functioned up until this point.
I am.
But the point is that you have recognized, and during our negotiations, you recognize that that's money you will never see from this particular week. But we are planning this series of trades and name changes to go for the big prize, which will be continuous
championship
weekly wins followed by the championship.
But
the well, Mr. Commissioner, I will at some point bend your ear about this.
There's no amount of bending.
I will be bending your ear. I think you're aware of the fact that I can do that rather successfully with a little help from my
I remember
my
your wedding gift.
I don't want you giving him money.
There's no bending that can be done.
Turn that off for a second. There is no reason, seriously, that you can block him from making trades with me. Or
how dare you, Mr. Commissioner?
You have no platform to stand on.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care if you don't think I have a platform. I'm not approving those trades.
Then let's put it up to a vote of the league.
Well, then let's put it up a vote to the league, too, if you get the 100 points.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Hold on a second. Where do I stand in this? Just a second.
Merge with you.
You'll still merge?
Mike, I'm loyal.
I still won't approve the trade.
Well, this is
Charlie, true or untrue.
This is put a fire hose on this press conference.
Charlie, true or untrue, you did call me at 4 o'clock to say you're killing me with McNair.
Right.
You did call me again to say if he throws one more incompletion,
I did.
You lose 100 points.
I did, but I didn't know he had only thrown 16 at that time.
And where in the rules does it say you have to try 20?
Nowhere.
I rest my case.
Sleep well.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is just a classic example of the corruption in this league.
Bully!
We bring up points, legitimate points, and they are answered with I don't care. We question these decisions. What is the response? Sleep well. I tell you, this is an abomination.
We will sleep well. We will sleep well knowing that right is on our side.
Good.
And that you went in and manually adjusted the computer.
Yes, I did.
The computer still is giving me the points. Charlie went in himself and adjusted it.
And I say, that is not something that you say, I don't care to, or you say, sleep well to. Yeah.
So that's it. We'll be putting our trades in.
I'll not be approving them?
We'll deal with that when we deal with that.
Well, then let's have a vote of the league right now. I mean, because hold on. That's a moot point.
You brought up the vote, not me.
What does the rule say about,
show me the rule that says Mike and I cannot make
collusion
a mass trade.
Show that word. How dare you use that word, collusion.
Show me here in the rules where it says anything about that.
It probably doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay, so just like yours, sleep well. Deal with it.
I didn't say I rest my case.
We are making the
I'm not approving the trades.
But how do you know? What it?
Here's the thing. If you don't approve the trades, then the league goes down.
That's fine.
Oh, no. Now, just a second. Hold on. Just a second. I can't have that done. I can't have that on my conscience. I can't.
Are you effing me on this?
No, I'm not effing you on this deal.
You two guys. I wouldn't have you on this deal.
You two guys and you butt heads. I'm trying to. What's going on? Why can't we trade? Why can't we trade?
There is no reason. The only reason is because he's a prick.
And you're a dick.
And you don't like to lose, and I don't like to lose, but at least I don't have to go into the computer and cheat.
All right.
Take it like a man. I'm as bad as you are. 1-3.
You two. I'm 2-2.
I'm 1-3, and you're 1-3. And I don't have to go into the computer
whatever.
To dick with the scores. Whatever. That's a good comeback.
Thank you.
That's a well-thought-out comeback. Whatever.
Because I don't care about what you're saying, so I say whatever.
Because you don't care about the rules that you printed out on the website that say nothing about that.
That's exactly
you're
right.
You're corrupt. You stink on ice.
So what? What do you want to do about it?
A nice hollow victory for you. Imagine that. You must feel good that you can sit at home and go, ha ha, I adjusted the scores on the computer, so I win.
I'd be undefeated then, wouldn't I?
No, except that it got to a point where you were 0-3.
You know what? If this was happening to someone else, you wouldn't be crying like this.
You were 0-3, and you were playing me.
No, I was 1-2, and I was playing you.
And then you'd be the same as me at 1-3.
If I had lost.
And I'd be able to say I beat you.
I think
and you're right. I wouldn't care if it was anybody else, but whoever else it was would be making as big a case to you.
I think the nice solving of this is the merger, which will benefit me. And I do believe that.
Why? Because he has such good players that he hasn't won a game.
You're undefeated.
Well, no, I'm 3-1.
If that's the case,
Buzz,
then
let me mention something to you. Let me enlighten both of you. Let me share with you a word that maybe you're not familiar with in this. I need the microphone on again. Let me familiarize you with a word.
Okay.
And I think you better have that applause standing by.
It is.
Buzz, let me familiarize you with a word called friendship.
Yes.
I extended my hand.
And I say to you, Charles, if my team stinks so bad and I'm 0-4 and I got no players, what do you care if I merge with Mike?
The reason for the merge is my quarterbacks are in dire straits right now. I've got more faith
in... And the reason for the merge on my point is you jip me out of these points. You're just crooked.
Fine, think I'm crooked.
I do, I know.
You all wanted me to be commissioner again.
All right, well... Mm-hmm.
I'd be glad to take the job off your hands right now.
Fine.
For no money.
I wasn't going to pay you.
For no money. I'll do it every week, I swear to Christ.
Fine.
And you know, because you know who I'll turn it over to? I'll turn it over to my Frau. She'll kick ass on it.
Fine.
So you officially step down as commissioner?
If you don't want me to do it, I won't do it.
Don't.
Fine.
Great.
Where does that leave our situation now?
We're merged.
Hey, all right.
Not really. I still have all the passwords.
Well, either you resign and turn the passwords over, or the league folds.
It folds.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What's going on here?
You're so wrong about this, Charles.
Fine.
And you know what I'd say? I'd even say something like, well, let's put it up on the website and let the listeners decide. But I don't trust you enough because your wife runs the poll.
That's fine.
Your wife runs the website. My what?
An untrusting person.
Well, I think we have to solve this. This has to be solved. And we have to solve it in such a way that will benefit me.
I'm here for you.
You know what?
Thank you, baby.
This could possibly benefit me. If the league folds, do we get some of our money back?
And I say, now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Because I can't win for anything. I just had my best week at quarterback with -2 points. How do we what the hell's going on?
We can't do it now on the radio.
Can I say this is getting too serious?
We can't do this now on the radio. We've got to move on.
Yeah, this is getting too serious.
But I think we will continue and put the trade request in. We'll let you know what happens.
Yes. That's it.
Very good.
That's it.
And look at that smile. And that commissioner's grin indicates to me...
She's her.
We've got problems.
She's her.
We have problems.
You heard the response.
Roy Hill. How to get to him.
Whatever. That's a good response. You know, wouldn't you, if you were the commissioner, love to just shut me up and say, listen, dummy, here's the rule right here. It says it right here. And he admitted. He went in himself and manually adjusted the score.
Okay. Well,
it's nice to be your partner on the radio and now in our league.
Stop the monkey, and I trust you'll do all the logo work for me on that.
You got it.
Thank you.
I told you. I get a nice picture of a nice monkey. Like,
thank you.
Picking his nose or doing something.
Now, I have a question about that. Now, we have to put the trades through, but what about me changing my team name? That's perfectly legal, right?
Of course.
That's within... I can change the Sea Dogs, the Great...
Of course.
And that, you know what? Understand that is not easy for me to do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie had to know that there was more than... I mean, he had to fix that with the number of completions or the number of attempts. Otherwise, he wouldn't have called you.
And the computer still is saying that I'm getting the extra 100 points.
Yeah, that's the thing. He wouldn't have called you and said, "There's, you know, if he misses one more, you miss it."
You know, really, in all seriousness, and I think this has come up a lot in our fantasy league, and I'm being serious now. I think we should all have to abide by the computer on this. When it gets its final little, I think adjusting and all that, we ought to just wipe it out. It shouldn't be a factor.
All right, thank you.
Even if there's an injustice, it's like,
hello, Don,
it's like on the instant replay, sometimes it's not conclusive.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi, Heidi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I don't know much about football because I really don't follow it.
Well,
but
Heidi, hold on, let's be honest, you're a girl. That's why.
Okay, hi. I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day on my way home.
We appreciate it.
And listen, who made these rules? Charlie?
Yep.
And you guys are all playing nice together, and you decide you want to merge with Mike, right?
Right.
Yep.
And you and Mike agree to that, right?
Right.
Does everybody else, other than Charlie, involved in this, agree?
Well, I think, you know what? She's absolutely right, and I think that, what do you think of that idea, to put it up to a vote by the league?
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Tommy. How are you?
Although it ends up being a vote, really, it's like a People's Choice Award. You know, who are you more afraid of, me or Charlie? You know, and I got to look at, I know I can count me, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and my son. That's five. Now you got the wild cards. Charlie, of course, wouldn't vote for me. His wife wouldn't vote for me. That's two for him. So then you got John Norman, the production guy, who I think will cave and will go with Charlie. Cameron Gray, the program director. I might be able to get, he might be my winning vote. And who else is in the league? Who am I leaving out?
Big Gun Jim.
Big Gum Jim.
Hey, Charlie,
that's a Broyhill vote.
Charlie,
Big Gum Jim.
Charlie, so come in here. I want to ask Charlie.
It comes down to Cameron being the swing vote.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get Charlie in.
So either I win or it's a tie.
Let's get Charlie. Can you come in here, please, for one more thing?
We got a break, Mike. We got an interview.
If we put it up to a league vote, and will you allow the trades if the league votes for it?
No.
This is what you see now that you've, let me see, this is...
No, I printed it today, you printed it yesterday.
Yeah. So this is after you've gone through and manually adjusted it, though.
Yeah, it's been changed.
I did that on Sunday.
So, hold on.
I made the adjustment on Sunday.
Dude, this one printed out on Monday, dude.
I don't...
So
fine.
Now you come in with a doctored, you know, you changed it so it gave me 100 instead of 200. You did, not the computer.
On Sunday.
But you did it.
Yes, I did.
You did it.
I did do it. You're right.
Don't drop the S-ball.
Now it's getting proof.
I know I did it. I know it's not in the rules. I know it's not an NFL record.
Thank you. That's
okay.
It.
Hold on, both
no.
of you.
No!
Hold on. Hey! Don't do that to me. I'm serious now.
I don't care.
Don't do that.
I don't care.
Well, I care.
Good.
Guys.
All right, knock it off.
No.
Knock it off.
Or?
Back off. Or what?
Exactly.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yes, we will.
Okay, great.
Okay. Are we set with the interview next?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, now it's effing funny. Not to me. Okay?
I know.
Good.
I know. Now you'll be able to go have that conversation you wanted to have.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that snapped you two out of it. Okay?
I'm not snapped out.
You know.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't give a rat's ass, frankly.
Well, I do.
I don't.
I do.
I don't like being screamed at in my own studio. That's what I don't like.
And I don't appreciate the S-bomb being dropped. You know, when we don't drop it, he drops it because he gets hot. But ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and ultimately you are the jury, you are listeners, you heard him. You heard the way he treated me, the way he spoke to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard him say, yes, he did it. He adjusted it. He changed it. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it, and you know we're right. And I pray he never hurts you like that again.
God. Damn it.
He's a devious, devious boy. And he's setting up our interview right now with the guy who wrote a book about gambling.
Well, see, it made you happy when that happened, and I'd like to back out of my entire offer of merging, because I think now
did not
it's ridiculous
make me happen.
That I've been made to be embarrassed like that.
You're overreacting.
No, I'm not.
Oh. You're overreacting. I didn't...
You're saying I'm overreacting?
He said it to me. He was threatening me when he first dropped the S-bomb.
Dan, I just don't... You know, it just gets out of hand. It gets out of line.
I know... What do you want me to do? Fire him?
No.
Call him in and fire him?
No.
So all we can do is move on with the show because now we're going to be screwed on time. And you're mad because you think that he made a personal attack on you?
Well, no, I just don't. I mean, whatever. It's just, you know
no,
what?
Don't say whatever.
You know, the fact of the matter.
Really
no, the fact of the matter is the whole thing, you know, if you guys were playing and I didn't recognize it, I mean, I don't
wasn't.
Know. I didn't think he was either. And then all of a sudden, I get mad. And when I get mad, it's, you know, that pisses me off. To both of you guys, that pisses me off. That's my issue right now. Because when you were doing the whole thing, I'm saying to both of you guys, you know, lighten up. I mean, really, that's the way I really feel about it. And then when it gets to that level, it gets out of hand.
Okay, let's change it for a second. When you felt very strongly about this league last year or the year before.
I've never felt really strongly about this league. You know that. I like it. I enjoy it. I have fun with it. That's it. That's where it ends. I feel strongly on hitting a fairway, you know, with my own club in my hand. That's what I, not, you know, not what some guy is going to do on Sunday. And when it gets to that level,
I'm sorry that I'm so pathetic. That I can't actually play football, but I enjoy having my fantasy players.
I can't play football either, but I just think it got out of line. And I'm glad I snapped everybody out of it and got us back to reality.
Well, now I'm not happy now.
Why are you not happy now?
Because now you're being pissy because you're not happy.
My pissiness will last through the commercial break. It will be over in In fact, it's waning right now because it's the same goddamn thing. I don't think it's that important.
Yes, Charles.
The only reason I was yelling is because you were interrupting me.
All right. I didn't scream at you to start with, and it's
I have a lower voice.
All right.
It's
fine.
Hard to hear me.
I can't. You know what? The dynamic between you two guys, I can't even figure out with this. I don't know whether you're really mad or not.
Here's the thing.
I'm just sitting
here's
over here going,
thing.
I thought it would be funny. I thought it would be a funny bit.
Here's how I separate this. And when I approached you on this, I never set it up as a bit.
I thought it was kind of a bit. We were laughing about it in the office. I thought it would be funny doing a press conference.
Yeah,
maybe
that part of it, yes.
Yes.
But really, when I originally called you on Sunday,
right,
I was mad.
You were upset about it.
Now, I can put my anger for Charlie in fantasy football.
Yes.
Over here, in this, like a wheel of cheese, in this little triangle, I can put it there and then not be mad at him and, like, say, we got to do that interview coming up. Now, I'm still mad. I mean, trust me, I'm really effing hot at him about this thing.
Well, I'm not mad at him anymore about the whole yelling thing. That's gone.
See, but I'm still mad at him about
like
the other
moment.
Thing.
Well, I know.
But
yeah.
I'm going to let that go for the show.
All right.
But in real life, there's going to be that slice of me that remains mad at him.
Oh, I felt it when you were in the office today.
Yeah.
Will it make you mad to know about this whole thing? I'm not really mad at him because it didn't affect me. I'm 3-0-1.
I know.
Best record in the league.
Mm-hmm. I have the best record in the league. I thought it would be... When you approached me, I thought that would be funny. The whole idea.
Well, then if you don't want any part of this with me, that's
no,
fine.
I want... What I want is resolution. I'd like
then
to
I
see resolution.
Be, then I don't want to be a martyr.
The only thing The one important point here is I agree with the original with your original premise, because I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of it, and it seems like when you get a guy that has a day like that, you ought to have a bonus.
That either...
You
give me what the computer would give me and change the rules to say however you
What I want to say to both of you guys is that I think some sort of compromise ought to be involved here.
Here's the only compromise.
And you know what? I'll go one step further. I think you as commissioner ought to go along, you know, we're all in this. It should be a democracy and we should have, you know, a league consensus. That to me would be the best way to solve this.
And what if that's a tie? What if that's 5-5?
Coin flip.
I'd go for that.
How about we just take it as a tie?
Take the game as a tie?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I still think I'm being screwed, but yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Split the money?
No, we don't even... Neither one of us gets...
We're too far out of that.
It all goes into his pocket anyway, because his wife won the money.
Oh, all right. So what do you think of that situation?
That's okay, I guess. I mean, I'm still feeling like being screwed, but...
Well, but I mean, that's your compromise over the... Where does that leave the Stop the Monkey, which I still think... I want to see the monkey logo.
Well, now then I'll ask... Charlie, are you going to be a dick if Mike and I merge?
Oh, I was going to see if it could mend things that you and I would merge.
Hey, now wait a goddamn minute.
Now
you
look at
do that to me. I have never wavered. I have never wavered.
You wavered 30 seconds ago.
Maybe a little bit.
You were selling me down the river. Listen,
hold on a second. No. Hold on. Hold it. If you guys merge, I can find somebody to merge. How are you, Buzz?
Hi, Mike.
Now, here's
Hi,
the deal.
Rob, I'm...
here's the deal.
I'm here... sorry, Rob. No way.
Somebody for me!
I got to have my 100 points back, or I'm out of the league. And then I'm just putting in a dead roster every week. If you're not going to allow me to merge with Mike, I feel strongly enough about this that really I'm screwed by you on this.
But so do I, because I remember sitting down with the NFL Fact and Record book out, telling you how we were going to do records. I mean, 100-point bonus.
I have a question. I have a question about the merger, because I mean, if you do the compromise that and we are able to do our little merger thing, does that mean you'll? This is serious. Will you put in the lineup every week?
Yeah.
And do like all the injured.
I put in the lineup for both teams.
I'm already a little bored with that. Sorry.
Well, I
even though I'm having a good year.
No.
You know, when you're having a good year and you're bored with it, it's.
I can't. No.
No to which?
No to splitting, because those 100 points are owed to me, because it's regardless of what you say about what I heard you say.
Well, I right know now you don't remember.
What now? So you're, you can't compromise on
if it was that important.
You and I discussed it when Buzz got it.
If it was that important, though, why wouldn't it be in the record? Right here in the record that you print out with the rules.
I never did anything with the rules. I never put anything in there other than the scoring.
But you did take away the 100 points for me.
Yes, I did. And you
then
clearly
I'm folding,
know.
Then I'm folding, and I'm out.
You're not a quitter.
Then I'm out.
That's not right.
I'm a quitter because you're a cheater.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Boys.
That's it.
This isn't fun anymore.
The commissioner should not adjust scores. The commissioner should be someone who, and I wouldn't feel this strongly if it was not me, but Jesus, it's you and me. And you're adjusting the score in the game against me, so you have a rooting interest in this. The commissioner in these types of things should take
himself out of it. I have a proposition to make.
What's that?
You know what? That's a good point, and I think really to avoid this controversy, the commissioner should be someone that's out of the loop on this. But that's tough, because why would somebody want to take the time to do it that's not in the league?
All right, well then that's it.
It's the honor system. The honor system.
I'm out.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
I'm out.
Oh,
come on, let's
Jesus.
Move on with the show.
Oh,
let's just move
God's
on
God's sake.
Let it go down, though. I'm getting screwed on this, and I don't care if... I see we have calls up on the screen. Don's whining too much. No, I'm telling you something. You heard it. I'm getting gypped out of these points. But good news, Charlie will lay the pipe to his wife tonight, because he'll be happy tonight, because he got me to back down.
Well, backing down isn't it? You're not backing down. You're quitting the league.
Right.
That's no fun.
That's backing down. Mike, I'm sorry. Screwed.
Didn't he quit last year?
Yeah.
And you quit this year?
Yep.
I think that's wrong. I think both of you are wrong to do that. I think that's BS.
It's your turn next year.
Hotline.
Quit.
Hello?
There, you all know that I'm honest and I don't care anything about
that. I already said you should be the commissioner, but the deal is this, honey. How do I get past
Charlie
this week?
I thought Charlie said he would be fine with that.
Charlie said it would be okay. And
but what do I do about this week? Because he screwed me this week.
Well, we'd have to work this week out, but from here on
I should say, though, even though she's honest, and honest as the day is long...
But she is my wife.
It will look
bad
that you wake up every morning next to one of the players, and one of the other players came from your loins.
Thank you. You're right, honey. You're right, Mike. Honey, we got to go.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
All right, so...
That's it.
Nice to volunteer.
So, what do you want me to do? I'm an easy mark when it comes to this. I am.
Look at the waiver wire.
No, I don't want... You know, really, to be honest with you, it's not, for me, fun if you quit.
I'll continue to promote it on the show. Yeah. To let everybody have the say. I still love football. I'll still watch football every week. I'm just not going to get cheated by this guy.
You're not in any other leagues, though, right?
No, I'm not.
That's
just
fun.
That's why I care. Right there for my ticket.
I'm confused.
That's why I care. He took the points away. Okay. Fine. I quit. That means that's a guaranteed victory for everybody else that plays me this year. Yeah.
I don't know. I got a bad taste in my mouth already.
So do I, Mike. I don't like quitting. I just like a fair game. That's all I like is a fair game.
I think you two have to continue your negotiations.
We cannot, because we must work for this show.
I thought you were going to say for the integrity of the office.
No, we have
public commissioner.
It's different with him. I got to talk to him.
That I can't figure out.
I got to
talk to him. You guys get mad. You know how you get mad when somebody yells at somebody? That's I react like that to him. And then all of a sudden you guys are going, oh, we got the other guests. I'm totally confused. I still haven't figured that out.
I'm still pissed at him.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm going to turn it off now.
Okay.
And go and do the show. And I'll still be pissed at him after the show is done tonight when I speak to him tomorrow about our guests tomorrow, whatever we got going on tomorrow.
It's a weird little web we weave around here.
little effort. Jesus.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I don't know.
No, that's it. Sorry to waste everybody's collective time. But at least, look at it, ladies and gentlemen. You just, look what this has done to me.
That's upset, man.
You've just heard us arguing, but please, let's all recognize the fact we're not complaining about the people we work for.
No.
And we're not complaining about our deal with the radio station.
Now that everything, the us against them, has been solved, here it goes. We're all beginning to fight among ourselves.
It's us against us.
We eat our own.
Yes, we are eating our own young.
Me against him. That's the way it's happening.
I would like to formally, before we end this, lodge a formal request on behalf of the league, and I think everybody will agree with me on this, that the two of you try, make a legitimate effort to resolve this issue.
Binding arbitration.
Binding arbitration.
Let me say there's only one way.
Would you put it to binding arbitration? Bring in somebody of impeccable moral fiber. I'm talking, of course, about Tim McWilliams.
We got a break.
Oh, no.
That's it. I'm sorry.
That was that's quite a little emotional roller coaster.
Spirited. It was. So that's how it ends.
I'm not mad anymore. I don't know why.
See, now you're fine to go to break.
I'm fine to go to break.
I'm still mad, but I'm okay to go to break, too.
But I also
that's
want
why you shouldn't have overreacted before when you were mad, and I used that as an out to go to a break. See, because now
like
it's okay. I'm going to go to a break anyway.
All right, go ahead.
We got to play commercials. We're running way late.
No problem.
So we'll be back.
It's kind of fun, though. I like it when it gets feisty.
Well, it's feisty. It's goddamn feisty. That's what it is. I adjusted it. You know what? Here you go. Charlie, put your mouth up to this.
Oh.
Sorry.
You might want to check that.
I'm telling you, there's some emotion in my underpants today.
You better find out how your horses can run in mud.
Ooh, okay, got a break. Coming back with an interview. If the guy's still there, we're like a half an hour late for him. We'll be right back.
Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love to root for the home teams.
I hear that, dog. And it's nice to know that Singular Wireless is rooting for you. With Singular on your side, you'll win with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get family talk with nationwide long distance.
You can answer a line to your calling plan for 9.99 per line per month. Plans start at just 39.99.
So why don't you call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR, or log on to singular.com, or visit any Singular Wireless store in the area. They have dozens of them.
Make sure you tell them that Don and Nick sent. Yo.
Now back
that's,
to.
That's it.
WJFK.
I said that's it.
I love it.
Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say.
The Don and Mike Show.
Lick the beans. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Okay. Robbie, I forgot to tell you, we need our Las Vegas music, our gambling music. Here's the deal. This guy has written a book called American Roulette. Guy steals from casinos. I mean, legally steals. Guy, I don't know if he counts cards or whatever he does, but he steals from casinos.
It's about cheating, right? I mean, he cheats the system.
He's been ripping off casinos for 25 years. So he's written a book. And we get this from a PR agency. Richard Marcus, who's on the telephone, is one of the most successful, notorious professional casino cheaters. That is, until he retired and wrote American Roulette. Having grown up listening to the Don and Mike show, I feel confident in my estimation that Richard Marcus would make a wonderful guest. He is the quintessential classy con man. Without counting cards or using mechanical devices, he spent over 25 years beating casinos around the world. It goes on, and it says, Richard is a good talker, an asset for a con man, and I'm confident that you will have a great time with him on your freewheeling show.
Hmm.
And then it's signed the PR guy.
Okay.
But then you get past that, and you go, okay, the guy's interesting. He steals, he rips casinos off. We like gambling. And the guy says he'll be a great interview, and he's listened to the show, and it should be really great. Well, then here's the question. Why did the PR agent send us a script?
Well, they send those all the time.
But with the questions and his answers.
Yeah, they do
that. I mean, not only, it's not suggested questions. It has disc jockey, Richard Marcus. Disc jockey, Richard Marcus.
That's weird.
It's got two, three...
I mean, normally that's something that...
Four pages.
When they send you a tape, it's not a lot.
Four pages.
That doesn't make sense.
So let's see if he's got the script.
Hmm.
Let's welcome him now, author Richard Marcus. Hey, Richard.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hi, we are... we're doing great, thank you. American Roulette is such an incredible story. It reads better than any movie script. You had to think, though... The first time being involved with this, when it was proposed to you, there was no way you thought this would work. Your thoughts?
Well, I had my doubts, but I was shown a few little tricks, and then...
One He's following the script.
And I realized it really could work.
Wow.
explain concisely a past post.
Okay, a past post is when you change the amount of your bet after you have outcome whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
If you,
you
win,
know what
you add more chips.
He's cheating on the internet.
The other end of that is if
so
you
it's,
lose,
he's playing the
you take
type.
The chips away, and that's called dragging your bet or pinching your bet.
Hey, we have to call him on it pretty soon.
Well, we will. You mentioned roulette is the only casino game where you can truly, quote, hide, unquote, the chips and pull it out. What are the... difficulties with the other games?
There are no difficulties with any of the games. It's the moves change for...
You want to read them one?
Yeah. I do.
Question number four.
Blackjack.
Or the next question down on that page.
Craps table.
See the one I just...
Even
no, go higher. That one, Mike. You ready?
You name the game, we do the move.
Amazing.
Mike?
After reading American Roulette, there's something about a guy like Joe Klassen that just gets people to be on board with him. What was it about Joe that made him a sort of a Pied Piper of the casino game?
Well, he was just a great, classy con man.
You want another one? Go ahead.
Just had a tremendous instinctual ability to know what to do in these casinos. He just believed in...
I believe this is a very interesting guest and a good booking for the show.
Yeah.
Move, and he was like a professor.
I wish this guy was hip enough to know, though, that we were...
doing New York Times crossword.
Goofing on him.
Very bright man, great chess player.
You want the next question, Mike?
No, you can have it.
He just... Sure. You know, you could see the guy wearing a shirt with a casino pass poster on the back of it, and it matched good.
When you saw the crew, Clace, and... had put together, were you leery, or did you think these were the best of the best to play this game?
I would say that they were as good as you guys are giving interview shows. I mean, these were the best of the best. And like I always listen to your show when I'm in the United States, I feel the same way about his pass posting ability as your radio show.
All right. Hey, you want to?
Very nice.
Yeah.
We want to stop doing this.
You realize that we get this thing from your PR guy, Richard, that says, this guy's written a book, we're interested in gambling. That I'm going off the script now, incidentally.
I was hoping.
The guy...
What's the deal with the script?
He should have said something. The guy sends it, your PR guy sends us a letter that says he's familiar with our show, that you've written a book on a topic that we'd be interested in.
Yep.
You'd be a great interview, you're full of great stories, you're a con man, and we have such a spontaneous show, it'll be a guaranteed hit.
But
and then he sends a script. I got a five-page script.
You know what? I saw that script about 4 or 5 months ago, and I haven't looked at it since. So I forgot it, too, so it's almost like new stuff for me.
What is the deal with the script? Why did they give you a script?
They showed me the script, but they never told me they were actually going to use it on a radio show.
Well,
are you kidding me?
You know, maybe we could take it up with a PR person. Yeah. But it's strange.
I'm going to fire my PR person because that is ridiculous. You're right.
But here's all I have to say. I have to say, not only is this an amazing story, but towards the end, when you were all going your separate ways, especially after what you've been through, was very touching. What type of family were you all together and to each other?
It was a family of autistic savants.
That's not on the script.
Now, his answer on the script says, we certainly were a family. My first team with Joe Duke and Jerry lasted 12 years.
Can I ask a legitimate question?
Please do.
In the movie Casino, one of Don and my favorite movies, you're talking about legitimately, like, cheating.
Cheating can't be legitimate.
I mean, not legit, but you're talking about stealing, the kind of stuff that, in the movie Casino, you know, they're going to cut the guy's hand or they're going to hit his hand with a hammer. Did you ever... What's the closest run-in you ever have with a pit boss or a casino manager?
Or a surveillance guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what it was. We were out on a riverboat in the middle of the Plains River out there in Illinois, and we did a move, and we saw we were having a problem, and like we had a choice either
who go said hammer?
Or jump. So Michael? We jumped. Yeah. We swam to the other side in those murky waters. That was about the closest.
Wow.
Click, click, click.
You jumped off a ship?
Hello?
Yeah, you jumped off a ship?
Not a ship, a riverboat.
You really went into the drink. What do you think they were going to do, like arrest you or just rough you up?
Roughing up, that's kind of movie stuff. That's kind of the old days. Just arrest us.
When you were in Vegas, right. What's the biggest score you made from a casino we would have heard of? You don't have to say the name of the casino, but what's the biggest score you made in Vegas?
In one move or in one day?
In one day.
In one day, about $60,000 in Caesar's Palace. Great casino. They're very nice. They love to pay cheaters there.
And what about in one move? Just in one move?
One move, $17,000. But we were in France in one of those real ritzy casinos in France. And we did a move, and it was for $70,000 because you can't do those moves in the United States. They don't have the limits. And we were actually getting paid, but because of a really tiny technicality, at the last minute, the pit boss decided not to pay us because we had bet a blackjack chip on a roulette layout, which you cannot do in France. The chips have to stay with their games. So we didn't know that. We were ignorant to that. And
so because you're cheating, do you protest at that point? Do you stand up and go mental and jump up and down, or do you play it pretty cool?
If I get pissed off, I might even protest, even though I'm cheating. But, you know, to a point, I don't want to be too stupid about it.
I got one last question for you. When you're playing, whether it's blackjack or poker, you're playing cards in Vegas or elsewhere. Do you ever do like, I know I did magic for a while, and there's misdirection and sleight of hand. Are you able to do that, even with all the cameras? Are you able to switch cards?
Well, you know, sometimes with the misdirection, you have to remember two things. The camera is only as good as the people on the floor that know how to call the surveillance director and ask. If the people on the floor are not suspicious, they don't call for camera verification.
Oh, see, I always thought those cameras were sitting up there and...
Always watching.
And like, somebody would come down and they'd send something down to the pit boss if they saw something. It works the other way.
They're always filming, but they can't watch. I mean, they're filming every game, and there's maybe two or three people up there in the booth watching. They can't look at that. You know?
So what's the best lift you ever made? I mean, where you switched a card on somebody at a table in front of people?
Well, we don't switch cards. We only switch chips, and nobody ever sees it. And, you know, there's another thing. Sometimes the surveillance actually helps us because we have moves where we bet, like, for instance, we put a $5,000 chip on a roulette layout and cover it with three or four $5 chips, and the dealer never sees that chip underneath because we slant the red chips toward the dealer, making a little wedge there. And if the bet wins, we just leave it there. And since the dealer never saw it, then I start jumping up and go, whoa, 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 I just won a $5,000 bet, and the dealer never saw it, and they call the dealer calls the pit boss over, and the pit boss says, well, why didn't you call that bet out? Because they have to call a large bet like that out, and then they stop the game, they hold up, they go call surveillance, and surveillance winds back the tape, and they see it was a legitimate bet. But what they don't know is if that bet had lost, I would have picked it up before the dealer could have and replaced it.
How do you do that?
That's what beats the camera.
That's right. How do you do that at a roulette?
Very simple. Well, you know, you would think that every time the dealer has to see me do that, but it only happens half the time. And when it happens, I just say, oh, I didn't realize the ball dropped. And then with my other hand, I put down four or five red $5 chips in its place. And since the dealer never saw that $5,000 chip buried under there before she spun the ball, she doesn't get upset because they believe that I replaced the actual bet that I had picked
up. You're good.
So, you know, who wouldn't like those odds? You win $5,000 when you win, you lose $20 when you lose.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
You're good. Now, are you banned from the casino since you've written this book?
No.
Wow. Have you been busted?
Never.
Wow. Would you be afraid to go in? Would you, I don't mean physically afraid, but I mean, would you be afraid to go into Caesars now? That you'd be tagged as soon as you walked in?
I would just love to go into Caesars now with the book right in my pocket. And, you know, even if they caught me and I was in the back room getting questioned by security, I'd say, anything you don't know, here's my book. Good way to promote it, huh?
Wow.
You got it. All right.
You got balls, I'll tell you that.
You're much better than a fake interview. Tell your publicist he sucks.
Yeah, well, that script that they sent you, right after I get off the phone, I'm calling my publicity agent. I'm trying to burn that.
Please do. We do love gambling. And this is a good book, American Roulette, by Richard Marcus, How I Turned the Odds Upside Down, My Wild 25-Year Ride, Ripping Off the World's Casinos.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, one other thing I should ask him, what about the statute of limitations on some of the stuff? If you went back and you... I'm sure he doesn't mention places and dates and stuff like that, does he?
I'm looking through the book right now.
Because they could go back and look at the surveillance camera and still bust him.
He doesn't seem concerned.
But no. You know, hold on, it says...
He's talking about thieving. Yeah, thieving.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Hold on, Mike. Fremont Street Casinos. I started with the Las Vegas Club at Golden Nugget. I mean, I'm seeing names of places here.
Any dates?
MGM Grand. MGM. I'm just skipping through the book now.
Probably no dates.
Caesar's Palace. Hold on, let me see. Number 33. I'm looking for numbers now.
Even with dates, it would be tough to track him down.
Sure would.
MGM again. MGM being led away from the MGM Casino Lounge in handcuffs. San Juan. He flew down to San Juan with mumbles a week later. let me see. Vegas. I'm just looking at, again, Caesar's Palace. MGM Grand, Caesar's Palace, Isle of Capri Casino, Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace seems to be on the receiving end a lot of.
Here it is again. Yeah. That night, as Pat had promised on the interstate, we went back to Caesar's Palace. So,
wow.
I don't know. There you go. Good book. It deserves better than that crappy pre-interview stuff.
That's weird.
Very nice.
And everything's scripted up.
Very nice. Still mad about fantasy football. But you see, that's what a pro does. A pro just puts it underneath.
On with the show.
And says, let's get it, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Good booking, Charles. You bastard. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here.
You just signed a new contract.
Nothing works here.
You're wrong.
The medications don't work.
No, that's right.
I've been here for 7 years.
Oh, yeah. 12.
I hate this place.
No, we love this place.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
Well, it's been a very, very exciting day on the show.
Yes, what a roller coaster ride.
For some of you who are waiting, this is why I don't like promoing stuff in advance, like Tube the Teller. Mm-hmm. We'll play that game tomorrow.
Yeah. Very good.
We have a call. Leah Remini's call twice more.
Mm. Boy.
Also, tomorrow on the show, maybe Craig. Tomorrow we'll be paying off the bet with Mike.
Yes.
The titty bar bet with Tom Gavin. We'll tell you where we're going, what time we're going to be there.
Very good.
And tomorrow, Tom Chales coming back on the show.
Hey, fantastic.
Cool. Love having Tom on. So yesterday was about this time in the show that we were reviewing the Leah Remini VH1 TV special.
That's right.
And, you know, frankly, during the first break, I said to Mike and some of the guys, I said, I don't know if this is translating.
Well. Mm-hmm. Right.
I always said it on the air, but I said it off the air as well. Mm-hmm. And I think by the time we got to the second and then the third part of it, it kind of sold itself.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, as a standalone piece. And it was on VH1 again yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what Lee Remini has to say.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah. She'll probably. I would say she's going to begin this with both barrels.
Oops, hold on a second.
I think she's going to come in gun the blaze. She usually does. Always fun with Leah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Because she came off a certain way during that show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she didn't hear our comments yesterday.
Right. But somebody told her what we said.
Hello?
Hey, Leah, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Great,
how are you?
Fantastic.
Hold on. Robbie, you going to play her in?
Oh, yeah.
Is she not worth playing in anymore?
Oh,
play her in. Play her in. Here she goes.
Certainly not.
This is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens, Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Do you have any job being a commissioner of a fantasy football league?
What?
Never mind. That was something else that happened.
Don't talk football with me. I could care less.
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Just wondering how you guys are doing.
We are doing great. Beyond great.
Oh, you have something to talk about with me?
I did not expect this angle. I'm surprised by this angle.
Do you have anything to talk about with us?
I'm curious if she does. Hi.
Oh, I'll just say, hey. No, just, you know, hey, just working.
So are we.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're all working.
Are you kidding? Oh.
Yeah.
Did you guys happen to catch my VH1 thing?
Saw it. Not only saw it, replayed it on the show yesterday.
And we
Thank you. And
we played it with our comments.
Yes, I heard you.
I know.
You didn't hear us. You heard from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we heard that you heard.
Well, now that you have me on the phone, we could talk about it together.
we could talk about it together.
Yes, we can. Well, may we first say it was wonderful to see your wedding on TV since we couldn't be there.
Of course, I mean it was self-serving, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. Go ahead.
Oh, did somebody share self-serving with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my, and what I know, I'm a disc jockey.
Please,
you're a TV star.
Don't sugarcoat it, because I heard you guys just had a field day yesterday, and now that you have me on the phone, I'm sure you'll have the balls to say exactly what you said yesterday.
What do you want, honey? Boy, you picked the right day for this. What do you want to know? I said I found
it. I'd like to know what you think.
Okay,
I think
it was weird that you complained about the cameras being in your house when it was obvious that you had agreed.
When did
to,
I complain about the cameras being in
when you were in the closet.
That you were...
No, I wasn't I was complaining that they were dinging my closet.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have been in your closet if you wouldn't have said okay, and I noticed at the end...
Okay, wait. So you're saying that because I agreed to have cameras in my house, it's okay for them to destroy my new closets with their camera.
But who is the executive producer of the show?
Is that what you're saying?
Who is the executive producer, Leah?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Who was the...
Because I said you could come in my house, if they took the crap on my dog, I should go, well, I agreed to have him here.
Well, you know, I guess if you want to put yourself out there...
Then I should get whatever I want.
Then it would, you know...
Don, are you a guy who thinks if a girl wears a miniskirt, then she was deserved of a rape or deserving of...
Now, Leah, I don't know how you're going from a cameraman being in your bedroom to rape.
That's the way you're talking. Like, you deserved anything you got, Leah, because you decided...
Leah, darling, were you the executive producer of the show?
I was one of, yes.
But your name was first at the end.
It was?
Yeah, and your name was Solo.
Oh, okay, good.
It was Solo, executive producer Leah Remini.
Cool.
So my thought was just that, well, hey, here's a happening chick who's obviously orchestrated this, set this up.
Yeah, I thought it was a brilliant financial and, strategic move.
No. I didn't get paid for exec producing it, but go ahead.
Well, did you make any money off of it?
No. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You didn't?
No, go ahead.
No. See, Mike, and I believe we're on that, the money is made in the fact that it's a commercial. It's a commercial for the new season of the show,
And that's what said.
How do you, I don't understand how you can be an executive producer or something and not get any money out of it.
Your show, and you've just walked right into the first plug. See? I lay it out for you. Walk right into it tomorrow night.
Okay, all right. So move on from there.
All right, let me give you one.
I deserve for them to destroy my closets. Go ahead.
You love being, one of the things I think I said was you love being on all the time,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Do I love being on?
On.
No, not particularly. I mean, it's exhausting to be on all the time.
Well, then I'm not.
You followed me for 4 months, so those things are, that's me. That's the way I act. If you know me, you know that that's really me. My friends who know me go, oh my God, it was so great that they finally captured you, like how you really are.
And I think we kind of alluded to that yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that it was the
way. Oh, absolutely.
I guess my bone of contention was the put uponness. That occasionally would filter through when in actuality, you know, this was something that, for whatever reason, you agreed to, whether you're getting paid for it or not.
Oh, that's weird because I'm not lying to you. Everybody called me and said, oh, my God, did you love that? I mean, they didn't see any, like, kind of my attitude towards I loved having those guys there.
Okay, well, then, just without those guys. I mean, this is now just general stuff with women, but even women who are TV stars.
Yeah.
You know, Leah, really, like 4 or 5 hours to pack one bag?
Yeah, no, that was retarded, I mean.
Okay.
All right.
So we commented on that.
I think I've...
I mean, yeah, that's how retarded
how
I am when it comes to packing. This
how
is
can
true.
We not comment on Angelo being so stupid
that's
he doesn't
the, thing, the, wedding,
the
band.
Wedding band?
The wedding bands.
Well, no, he wasn't stupid. The part that you missed was that we weren't going to do the traditional wedding and all of this. So my sister and one of my friends said, you know, being that you guys are not doing a traditional wedding, you know that you have to buy her a gift. So he thought, oh, so I buy her a gift as opposed to a wedding band?
No, honey, here's the thing. And I do believe this with Angelo when they have the shot of him outside the jewelry store family
yeah.
friend. He had no idea that you buy the engagement ring, and then when you get married,
you get the wedding band.
You get the wedding band.
He had no idea.
He had no idea.
Is that true?
No, he knew that that is what occurs in general, but he thought, being that he bought me the engagement ring, he thought that the gift that the girls told him to buy was in lieu of a wedding band. Because he said, we're just going to use the rings that we have, right?
Well, that's pretty dumb.
Okay, well, call it dumb, call it sweet. You know, some people thought it sweet and innocent that he was being dictated to by my sister and a friend of mine, and he thought that that was instead of.
How did he feel about the documentary?
Well, you know, he was nervous. He didn't know how we were going to come off. He was, you know, there in our lives. And
I'm thinking more like how he felt after he saw it. What did he think of it?
I think he was just more scared. I mean, he thought it was cute, but he thought, you know, I don't know how it's going to be, you know, people are going to like us, hate us. You know, he wasn't sure. He was nervous.
I loved the scenes of him making the flapjacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Now, don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
Extremely antagonistic towards me.
Wait a minute. Leah, when you started,
shocking. It's shocking because so many people loved it. I mean,
Hold on. Let me tell you, with the way this started, we had that funny little hi, how are you, that kind of cute beginning. And then you challenged us not to be adversarial, but you challenged us to
saying very nasty things yesterday.
And you know we were,
and that's exactly what you
challenged us to, you know, to basically say what we said yesterday, and we were given that to you straight because that's the way you are, and you said give it to us straight, and that's what we were doing. And
I should be able to comment on the things that you are saying, like you're saying that I seem put upon. Not once did anybody say that I was put upon. You're the first people on the planet so far who have said that I seem like I was being
put upon. But my point that I'm making...
My point that I'm making here
is just that you know, you said, give it to me straight, and, you know, because it got back to you, which we thought it might, that we were doing what we were doing. We were having fun with it, and we were making fun of it. And you said, give it to us straight, and when that happens, that's, you know... That's what we're doing here, and
it was.
All right.
But it was not an indictment of you. It was just the fact that we just. And the bottom line comment was, it was a little diva-ish.
Diva-ish.
That it was kind of diva-ish. That
in what way?
Well, like for instance, where there's a scene where Angelo's walking you down a big elaborate stairway, and he says stuff like, I love you so much, I get butterflies for you. You are so beautiful, I love you. And then
we made fun of that.
And your comment is,
I'm consumed with emotion.
And your comment is, directly after that, your comment is, that's when I decided the Four Seasons was the perfect place.
Okay,
now, so what we were
that
doing?
Was a voiceover.
Now wait,
and that's editing.
Do you understand? Do you understand that we had fun with that thing, poking fun at you?
No. That's fine that you guys can make your joke. But
and when we make the jokes, it's satire.
You guys are acting like you just started in the business, and to say that my response to that was, and then there was no other. I mean, that's a voiceover taken from someplace else, and we put it together.
Well, then the problem is on the production end, because for the average person at home who doesn't know about voiceovers,
even think about it 2 seconds.
I think the average person would think about it. If you're seeing a lovely couple, and the man is saying to the woman, "Lovely things, you're beautiful. I love you. I have butterflies to marry you," and the woman's comment is, it was at that moment I knew the Four Seasons was the perfect place.
Was I on camera at that moment in time? That's not true.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
No.
Yes, you were.
I was looking at him, and I kissed him. And then the second thing is, then I said, and then we knew that was a voiceover. I wasn't on camera saying that. And it wasn't at that same moment that I said that.
Okay.
So if you're going to pick things apart, at least get your story straight. And
It's a much more comfortable situation to pick things apart and then never have to go through them all.
Now we do have
to pay the piper. So
we do have the tape to show you that in the scene that we're talking about, you are still on camera with Angelo, and it's not a close up.
Yeah, on camera, but I'm not voicing the words.
Well,
and at that moment,
to the lay person, to those of us who are not in the industry. All we see is
the
man.
Well, you'd have to be a schmuck to see me not talking, but say, wow, somehow she's making a sentence without moving her mouth.
Can I ask a question here? Because there wasn't enough of this. Knowing you, as well as we do, we don't know you intimately. We haven't been around you a long time. But when the DJ announced you as Lisa.
Yeah.
I wish there had been more of your reaction there, because that had to piss you off.
Oh, it completely did. Sure. I mean,
I thought that was too brief.
No, he had come up to me. I was standing at the table, and he had come up to me shortly after that, and he did a few other things. Like he goes, Mark, Leah's stepfather, Mark, could you come up here? Okay, my stepfather's name is George. That's number one. And so he had come up to me, and he goes, pretty great, huh? Pretty great. I go, first of all, you called me Lisa, you whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I didn't. I said, you called me Lisa. You want to bet right now? I told that story.
And why no J-Lo?
Yeah, good question.
There was the scene where you're auditioning the DJs and you're very adamant about no J-Lo.
I just didn't want J-Lo played. I wanted like old school 80s, like, that kind of thing. I didn't want J-Lo. I didn't want...
Nothing particular with J-Lo or...
I just didn't want... I don't particularly care for her music. I just didn't... I don't love J-Lo.
Okay.
Now we thought it was...
And I was very specific about the music. I wanted, Frank Sinatra at a certain time. I wanted the 80s at a certain time. Then I wanted, rap at a certain time, but I didn't want, that kind of fluffy music.
All right, now what about the issue of moving your show to the lesser night that it's going to be on, where it's going to have a tougher time? Was this in any way kind of a way to help that along, to help that situation?
No.
Was it in any way kind of a career thing?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, Leah. Now, hold on, honey,
one
please.
Thing to do.
Leah,
one thing has nothing to do with the other. I mean, what does one thing have to do with the other?
Okay, here's what it has to do with the other. Who owns CBS? Viacom. Who owns VH1? Viacom. Who has a show that's debuting tomorrow night in a new very tough time slot? You do.
Yeah?
So,
did I talk about that on the show?
No, but I mean, that was we were asking that as a legitimate question, especially if you're talking about the fact that, you didn't get any money out of the venture, so that this was perhaps designed to promote the show.
And that's not a put down on our part.
We're just asking.
What happened was I went to MTV to do a show. I was going to do a show for MTV. Now, MTV and VH1 are the same, are owned by the same person. They own
Viacom.
Okay, good. So I went to MTV to do a show. And in that meeting, they said, you know what? we'd like to do, instead of doing this other thing that we wanted you to come in for, which was like an advice show, which, you know, I'd be brilliant at that, why don't we do a reality show just on your wedding, being that that's an upcoming event.
And it was
think you're great.
And it was just a happenstance that it aired the weekend before your show debuts in its new time slot.
I understand your question, and you can continue questioning me on that, but if I'm telling you that I didn't even promote the King of Queens on the video, what does that have?
All right, one last question.
And then I want to follow up, because I've got something that I think is very important to pass along to Leah.
Leah, did your VH1 show allow you to expense your wedding?
What does that mean?
Oh, that's a good question. We didn't talk about that yesterday.
So you did mention,
that's a good question.
You did mention it cost $100,000 or more than that. Because it was turned into a TV show, were you allowed to take the expenses of the wedding and turn them in as a work expense?
I don't exactly know what you're asking me, but VH1 did help me with my wedding.
So, okay, all right, that's not, and if that's as far as you want to go with it, that's fine.
Gotcha.
No, I don't have any problem answering you.
And let me ask you one last question from me.
Mm.
Why do you think we were making fun of that wedding videotape, with the emphasis on wedding?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why do you think?
Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because honestly, I think somewhere along the line, you guys fell out of love with me. Definitely.
No.
Nope.
No.
Wrong.
No. Wrong.
Not correct.
No.
Wrong.
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 Did you?
Wrong.
Through the
wrong.
Line.
It's a simpler answer than that.
Wrong.
You treat me like you treat every other idiot that you talk about.
That is incorrect.
No, that's fine.
That is incorrect. I'm going to tell you.
You have drawn.
No, I will tell you. Because in our mailboxes, there never was an invitation.
No invitations.
And we were crushed.
That's fine. I know. I pissed you off about the other talk show that I did a couple of years ago that you didn't want me to do.
It's not. Listen, we're so past the Howard thing.
That started the demise of our friendship. Okay. Now, you didn't get an invitation to the wedding. Mm-hmm. And so now you guys have now said, okay, Leah will be treated as our enemy. And you've done so.
No, you have not. Honey, listen, we love you. And if you were an enemy, well, gosh, you'd really know about it.
Yeah, consider you.
Yesterday was the way you treat somebody that you love and respect.
It's not. You know what?
What we did to you yesterday, we do to ourselves every day.
It's great that you think that I'm a person who does things because they're self-serving and not because.
Honey, who doesn't?
Literally.
Hello, Leah. Listen, really, reality here. Who doesn't do things for themselves? We all do.
Of course, we all do things we all are in this business, narcissistic and self-serving. I understand that.
Yeah.
But to imply, the state that the only reason I did it was to promote the King of Queens.
Then what other reason would you have for doing it?
Because
it didn't help.
I wanted to work for MTV or VH1. I wanted to do something other than the show that I'm doing. Not because I don't love my show, but because I wanted to do something else.
So would this be a stepping stone to doing something else with
it?
That's exactly what it was.
All right, fine.
Producing.
Fine. So you want to do an Ozzy show?
I don't know if I want to do. I don't want to do an Ozzy show. It's been done. But I know that's something also you said. It's a wannabe the Osbournes.
But do you understand? Do you understand also that when we're talking about when we're doing what we did yesterday with you, it really is. And Don said this before. What we do to ourselves and what we do to lots of people that we have good relationships. We bust each other's balls all the time.
Oh, and honey, you're getting it secondhand.
It's different when I'm on the phone and you guys call me to bust my balls, which is fine. Again, it's fine. But when I hear things like, oh, she's trying to be the Osbournes and it was totally self-serving, and you're even saying now on the phone call, oh, you did it because you wanted to help your show.
Well, yeah, but you know what the difference is? The difference is...
Let me tell you this, Dan and Mike, okay? That I don't need to help the King of Queens. The King of Queens is fine, and even if it got canceled because we suck tomorrow, that's fine too. We're in syndication, that's fine. I've already been paid. So there's nothing that I can do to help the King of Queens. If people don't follow us, they don't follow us. There's nothing I can do. I could be on MTV, VH1, any other network, but if people don't want to watch your show, there's nothing that
let me
I
tell
can
you,
do.
And let me tell you another reason we do what we did yesterday, because the fact is, this is the bow on that package. This is the closure to it right now. This is the type of thing that people find interesting and entertaining, and that's what we do. And you know what? And I know Don feels this way, and I'm going to say this to you. And if you believe it, you believe it. If you don't, you don't. But it is in no way personal. It is not. And when you say what you say to us, it sounds to me like you think it's personal. And it is not personal.
When I think that you're my friends and I think that you know me.
But it doesn't mean you get a free pass. It doesn't mean you get a free pass.
I don't want a free pass, but at least I would think that my friends would know I don't do anything because I want this or I want, you know what I mean? Like, and then I would lie to you about it, like you're talking to me on the phone, like, oh, come on, you wanted to promote the King of Queens. No, I didn't want to promote the King of Queens.
Leah, you're in show business. Just be honest. This show airs.
I wanted to work for MTV or VH1.
And it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that it aired 2 days before your show starts in a new time slot.
Well, do you think I have anything to do with when the?
I think the company has everything to do with that. I think
God bless them. That would be a smart business move. But to say that I had anything to, like it was a cool.
You knew, honey. Listen, Leah. Here's the thing. If we're really friends, you'll really be honest and say, yeah. Even if it wasn't the factor that made you do this, you realize. Yeah. That by putting a show on VH1 that's going to be heavily promoted 2 days before your TV show moves to a new time slot does nothing but help awareness.
Done. Was it heavily promoted?
It was so heavily promoted that we got phone calls about it and people called us and told us about the promos for it.
Oh, because VH1, the executive of VH1 called me and said any promotion you can do would be helpful because we're not known to do a lot of promotion on the show. And they even gave the wrong time. So it was. They didn't do a whole promotion on it, but it was.
But you know, here's the thing. You know, the I get back to the whole thing about it being personal, it's not.
It wasn't. And everything that we said yesterday, we've said to your face today.
And the thing is, I mean, it's not. It's you know, even though it's your wedding, it's a show. And we're making fun of it, like you've made fun of us. We've made fun of you.
But Leah, here's the thing. Yes, it's your wedding.
Yeah.
But you put it on TV.
So
how can we not?
We had fun with it.
We'd do that to anybody famous that would put their own wedding on TV.
Well, it wasn't the wedding. It was a small part of the wedding.
Yeah, but I mean the whole thing. But once again, it's not meant personally. If it's personal.
About it. But when you say things that have to do with my character of why I would do something, that it was self-serving. Yeah. That it was a lot of people enjoyed it, baby. A lot of people thought, wow, sweet, we get to see Lee and Angelo in there being natural, being at home. And so a lot of people loved it. I mean, I had phone call after phone from cousins of a second friend who said they loved it.
But if we got on our show, knowing our show as well as I would venture to say very few people have a knowledge of the show that you have based on the times that you've even been on it when you've seen us do it.
Right.
You know, the fact that if we got on and we said, isn't this wonderful? She looks wonderful in her dress. You know, isn't that terrific that they're doing?
No,
that's not what we do. That's not our act.
I agree. That would be boring.
Right. And so that's why we did what we did.
You're a celebrity who put your wedding on TV.
No, I didn't put my wedding on TV.
Well, the whole behind-the-scenes type of thing. That we had fun with that like we would have fun with anybody. The thing that makes it better is because we do have the relationship with you being on the show.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was there anything good about it? Anything you guys enjoyed about it? Nothing? Nothing.
No, wait a minute.
Can we get back? We have to do commercials. Can we get back to you?
I liked it when I enjoyed the part where you
obviously have to think about it.
No,
we have to do a break. We've had such an awful show today with arguing.
The show has been like one wall-to-wall argument today.
We have to break. We really do. I swear to God, we'll call you back, and if you don't want to talk today, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
And we to be continued. We need to.
All right.
It's all we've been doing all day on the show, and not just with you.
I just cannot take another fight.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, but they're good fights. You know what? They're really good
fights. I stand by both of my arguments today. I truly do. And that one was not even a
no,
fight. That was just...
But
you know,
when and she, you know what?
Well,
she's a tough lady, and she asks for it.
Yep.
And you know, with the one thing she would not like is if we didn't, you know, if we said, well, we really didn't say what.
Yeah,
we
I'm
said.
Not going to be pussy whipped by a TV star.
No.
I mean, I like her and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
holy
she's
crap.
Still.
Mike, we got a break.
I hope she
holy
gets.
Crap! Really, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you have a question, I know we can help you, too. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Pick up the phone now. Tell them just to thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I love bitches.
They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
Okay. They're just for my money. And I don't know what you guys think. I'm having a hell of a lot more fun than I was 2 weeks ago. Really, you know, I used to say this more, and I stopped in recent years. I really do love what we do, and we're blessed to do what we do. And I love coming in and being on the radio and arguing with Charlie. And I'm still mad at him, but not mad at him in the work way. I'm just mad at him in a personal way. And the thing with Leah, I like that. I like taking your phone calls. I like the flow of what we're doing now. We're running terribly late today, so you have to bear with us because, you know, the thing with Charlie and the thing with Leah. And
it's never been easy to end a segment with Leah.
No.
I mean, we always we have to, like, finish everything.
And, you know, the boy gets me going during the spots. Just when I'm winding down from the Leah thing, the boy says to me, Rob will say, hey, how about when she said, and all I got was phone calls from my cousins, and you know, what did she say?
Friends of cousins.
Cousins telling me how great it was to see me and Angelo, and
that's right.
And how much they loved it. And I wanted, and this is.
And I think Rob should share that when we get Leah back on the phone.
This is where I don't have the balls to say it. Those people are all ass kissers.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are, of course, they're, and many of them probably on her payroll.
Or know, hope to be.
To call and say, wow, that was great. That was fantastic.
I think of this show, you know, when we talk to her and we have those conversations, it's fun. It's a reality check sometimes. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, here we are on the bottom rung of show business.
That's right.
You know, a little step above circus clowns, and we're sitting there.
Barely.
You know, it's a reality check because you know what? It's a reality check that we give each other, too.
That's true.
And that's the truth.
And, you know, VH1 is not walking around asking to follow us and chronicle our lives or weddings or anything.
God damn it.
But,
damn it, Jim.
You know, who's to say that if we were given the opportunity, we wouldn't whore ourselves out as well?
Hey, if you wanted to have a $100,000 wedding and by putting in a... Well,
go ahead.
I'd have a tough time doing
it. It's the truth. You wanted to have your wedding paid for and turn it into a nice commercial.
I would probably...
For your TV show.
It'd be tough.
Hey, that chick has got some issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get me wrong. Like her, you know, very much.
She is a blast to have on the show.
Yeah. But be honest. Be freaking honest. We're here to do the show to get ratings. We're here to try to make you laugh and make your drive home better. We want to get ratings for this show.
Mm-hmm.
For her to say... Hey, if King of Queens goes on and off, it's no big deal to me. VH1 running that thing, I just wanted to work with VH1. I'm sorry. That's where the lie detector goes off. Just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You move to a new time slot. You're in it for ratings. We're in it for ratings. We're all in it for ratings.
Right.
Darling.
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 Darling, Leah. Oh, my darling. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just got something to say about the Leah thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, were they mad that you went on another talk show?
Hold on, you're first off, this is the first
talking to them.
You're talking to us.
Oh, okay. What's going on? You guys are mad you went on another show?
That was like 2 years ago when we were fighting with Opie and Anthony, and we were fighting with Howard Stern.
It was brief.
It was a brief anger thing. We were pissed, but not so pissed that we made a big deal about it. The truth is, I don't know. When were the Grammys, Rob?
Almost a year ago, weren't they?
Yeah, a year ago. somebody called me up and said, hey, Leah Remini flew to New York for the Grammys, and she went on the Stern show, and when she was on the Stern show, they were saying that they didn't book her, that she called up and asked to be a guest on the Howard Stern show, which is her prerogative. You know, the only thing we thought at the time was, hey, how about give us a phone call?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, oh, okay.
That was the issue.
We weren't pissed about it. It was like, okay. You know, again, all this is a girl doing what she thinks she has to do to get numbers.
Right, yeah, I see. Opie and Anthony are dicks anyways. I thought you were mad at Howard because of it. I mean, he's an innovator of it all, you know?
No, Howard was...
You're right. Howard innovated the celebrity interview. I mean, come on. I'll agree with you to a point, but only to a point. And
right.
That point ends right there. Okay? Jesus Christ. He didn't invent this microphone I'm talking into.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can you put me over Don and Mike? I want to comment.
Oh, come on.
Don, you're on with us. Hi there.
Pay attention. You're on with us right now.
Hi.
What's that? Don and Mike, I love you guys. I just had to turn my radio down. I'm just getting a beer.
Okay, you got to hurry. We got a break.
Getting a beer,
hey,
Don.
This is Scott in Wichita. Man, she sounds like such a biatch. I mean, you guys would just ride on, and she wouldn't comment on anything, man. I love you guys. Keep on rocking. We love you here at KFH 1330 here in Wichita.
Go finish that beer.
All right, bye-bye. Last call. Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, this is Gary in Ashburn.
Hi, Gary.
Conspiracy theory. I just think this is one giant promo for the show tomorrow night. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? And I think you finally eked it out.
I pulled the veil back.
Uh-huh. That's it. We are in a conspiracy with CBS television.
Because we really care. Because we care so much about Leah's show staying on TV.
You guys are great.
That's why I've stated repeatedly that it's a death sentence.
We didn't think you'd catch us.
To get Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
But this finally explains why CBS is treating you guys so well.
Right.
I love conspiracy theories, even when they're directed at us.
Steve. Steve.
Franks and Babe.
Okay. Hey, and incidentally, I wanted to say this yesterday very briefly. That's a movie.
Got a break.
That's a movie you don't put on network television.
Oh,
Something
Fox.
About Mary.
I got a break. Buzz, we'll get to some news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
Okay, whatever we're going to do here is brought to you by Veramax. Sexual pleasure performance enhancer, doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor.
Clinically tested Veramax work. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1 AAA Tri VMAX. Sorry that the commercials are jammed up here. The only concession that we made with Westwood One when we came back,
right.
Yeah, when they let us back, when we got to deal with them, was we play all the commercials between 3 and 7.
Yeah, we have to do that, and we apologize.
Or between noon and 4, wherever you're listening to us.
But you had, you know, a lot of long segments today that were fun and
free. We couldn't break away, so we're screwed with Buzz's news here. I do want to mention tomorrow night we're going to the Titty Bar. We'll announce it tomorrow.
Right. The location will be announced tomorrow.
Yeah, with Tom. While we have this time, we can tell you something that we just heard that is actually maybe good news for Infinity Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That those two dopes, Opie and Anthony, they had the contest to have sex, and the people had sex in the church,
right.
And then the station got canceled, and they got canceled, and Ken got fired, and Jeremy got fired,
right.
And this is still an FCC issue. We've just been told... The tool that had sex in the church, the listener that had sex in the church, has died of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
At what was it, Robbie, 38?
38 years old, had a massive heart attack.
You really ought to do what the good book says. I think there's a lesson to be learned here.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
So this is...
You think there's anything of 38 years old, heart attack? What do you think's going on with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it's infinity, Mike. It's karma.
Don?
It's karma.
I hate to say this, but I think it's a... higher power than infinity.
Well, what this means is that there's one less witness now to say what happened.
Yeah, a heart attack.
Huh.
Really?
38.
You don't think so?
Had a heart attack.
Well, let me see the autopsy.
Anyway, that's what's happening there.
Wow.
You know, I know that we're just doing you awful on these commercials today. I'm really sorry. Really. It's one day. If you were listening today between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6,
right.
Then now is when we're paying the price because... Now we got to go to another break. Mm. If we don't get the commercials in, we're fired.
They don't even want us to explain it any further.
Right. Let me just say we have a call 100.
Ah.
At 877-365-3636 to win the $500 digital camera from the Discovery Channel and their brand new show Mythbusters, Friday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on the Discovery Channel. If you listen to the whole show today, well, congratulations. You've heard a good one.
That's right.
I have a question about something that happened very early in the show today. Answer that question. Win the digital camera worth $500. Dial recklessly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know. More commercials. What can I do?
WJFK.
What the frig can we do?
Interloop Wilson Bridge, a broken down van just towed away. Delays on the Interloop side of the Wilson Bridge into the sunshine right now. Also, as you travel the valley north of town, heavy each way between Tyson's and Bethesda. Why fall back when you can spring forward at the University of Phoenix, Metro DC campuses. Classes are forming in Rockville, Reston, and now Alexandria.
Hey, we're
still
here.
Call 1-800-MY-SUCCESS or log on to phoenix.edu/MetroDC.
Sorry, traffic guy.
I'm Jim Russ for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Jim.
That's 20 seconds we're going to have.
Andy Broadcast. WJFK.
Two more right there.
Nobody.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so
We don't have time for this.
Fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Give me a Hummer.
Oh, yeah. The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just got some great news from Charlie Broyhill. What's that? TV star Leah Remini's calling back.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, we don't have time to take the call today.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure someone will call her and tell her that we said that. I said that.
Mm-hmm. You're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, mañana.
Out of time.
She wants to go with it tomorrow.
Get it. Mañana. That's a tribute to her husband.
Yes.
bring her on. He's a bright man.
Very good.
Angelo Pagan. I'm saying that in all seriousness.
Right.
I'm sure it was an honest mistake that you didn't realize you buy the engagement ring and then you buy the ring that the girl wears on her finger.
Exactly.
It was just an honest mistake.
Of course it was.
Can a guy get some fair free treatment on this show?
I agree.
We are just asses. Hello, Don and Mike Show. He's a sweet. He's a sweet boy.
That
Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky man too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Call 100. What's your name?
Charlie,
where are you from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. Although, what's the new name for Sacramento on the show?
An hour and a half away from anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an hour and a half from here. KHTK, I hope you've been listening to the whole show today. Have you?
Yes, I have.
When Mike was at his hot three-girl party, whatever it was, last night, what did he break?
The toilet tank.
You're
the winner.
You're
the big winner.
There you go. That's how you hang with the show. Thank you. And sorry we effed you up with those commercials today.
Sorry,
hey, not a problem. Fantastic.
Listen, you've got the Casio Exilum EX S3 digital camera from Mythbusters, the show that puts the best-known urban myths to the test. That's Friday night at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery. Entertain your brain. Camera valued at $500. Enjoy it, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
And thank you for listening. Rob, we got 45 seconds.
Please.
Is that it?
That's it. We got to go.
You don't have to use them all, though.
Buzz, anything happen?
Nothing that you need to know about. Okay. Nothing important.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, I know yesterday at the end of the show we said we'll try to do better. We'll do better on the timing tomorrow.
Amen. Sure.
But, you know, we got a lot of issues resolved today. And now it's off to baby Robert's birthday party.
Have fun.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey.
My cousin's friend liked it.
B.M.
Peter Anglo.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.